participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK, 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW, 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you. Stop on the run. Stop on the run. Stop on the run.
Okay. Hi, Don.
The Duke, useless prick. Smell my hog, ear bait. F you, white trash. Kiss my left ball, dimwit.
That's right.
Your mom takes it up the bone.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be? Right here, right now.
Well, what can I say?
I wish you would.
Thank you, Don. And good morning, Mr. and Mrs.
I'll always be there for you, or they're not wrong.
Oh, my God, it's sick. We stick together. Good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Hamsteak and all the ships at sea. Say hi to America's favorite Dudenkoff, Don Geronimo, and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Robbie. Hello, and thanks, everybody, for listening to the Don and Mike Show, a new episode on this
Thursday,
March 7th. And here's the phone numbers you need to call the show from anywhere in America. Our toll-free line is 877-365-3636. Washington, D.C., if you're listening on WJFK, here's your special number, 202-432-1067. And from New York, we're here today at WNEW, 877-692-1027. First, let me say that the contest, you know, we've had such a busy week.
Yes.
So much crap happening that we've not fully sold the what do you got in there contest.
Yeah, what's in there?
I don't know if people are coming in with stuff in their peas. And the more I think about it, the more I think the contest should just be for girls.
There you go.
See what girls got in their V's.
Good call, Don. That is an executive decision.
But regardless, even if girls don't show up in their V's today, I think we've got to give away the $1,000 today.
All right.
So in some fashion, we will give away $1,000 on today's show.
And everybody should be on guard.
Yeah. Yeah, because it could have, you know, it could be one of those simple things where we just say, hey, what did we do on the show at 11 o'clock when we signed on the air? It could be something as simple as that.
That is it.
Or it might be a caller number 1,000 or whatever.
That narrows it down to 1,000.
So we're going to be giving away the money today. Lots of stuff happening. This is one you won't want to miss. We got unlike most days, we got a real show for you today.
Yeah, real information, too.
Wow. Yeah, guests and junk like that, all that stuff happening. I'd like to start by, I never thought I'd be able to say this.
Yes.
But, and let me say hello to the man who's on the copy of High Times Magazine, addressed as Uncle Sam.
There he is.
On the cover. There he is, your friend, Buzz Birdley. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Buzz. Hi. Rob, what did you jumped out of that chair, man. It sounded like an explosion.
The touch of WD-40.
Gotcha. I never thought we'd be able to say this, but I am going to say this, that we are back from our first ever Power Breakfast with HBO.
Wow. And I think we wowed them.
Well, they found out.
I think they were getting the A material at breakfast.
They found out what we're really like.
Absolutely.
Let me just say,
my favorite part of the meeting?
Yeah?
When you talked about watching TV on a stick while you were taking an S.
Yeah, I remember that.
That was a special moment right there.
You know, the people from HBO and were asking us a bunch of questions about us and our lifestyle. And, you know, obviously we can't tell you what's going on. Yeah, I mean, I don't think at this point there is a plan for a Don and Mike HBO TV show. However,
you never know. Never say never, Don.
However, I do think this. I think we are one step closer, definitely one step closer, to getting our speaking roles on The Sopranos.
Absolutely. Right. And I really think, you know, and what they did was they were laughing at our shtick. And when they laugh at our shtick, we turn on the afterburners.
So they, you know, the people from HBO have wanted to meet with us, and right here, I got the card, the Big Wigs card right
there. There it is.
Hold on to it, and you know, the way I look at it is that we have this power breakfast, and I think after they finally met us, if they hated us, they certainly wouldn't have said, we'll get up and walk away from the table. Here's my card.
No, we all got cards, and I'm very excited about
that. And, you know, the problem is that we don't have cards. That
we need, you know, you must get asked for cards all the time. I do on occasion.
I mean, I got a box of them somewhere. I got a box that says I'm a disc jockey. I got a box that says I'm the program director. But right.
I'd like to get, you
I
know what I'd like?
Carry them with me.
Here's what I'd like to get. I think we should have cards, but we should have the kind like Patrick Bateman had in American Psycho.
Bone white.
Like the raised lettering. I think we should have law firm type cards.
Okay.
Not anything with logos or any of that crap. Well, maybe the CBSI.
I don't know. Whatever.
All right.
All I know is that at the end of the meeting, you know, they go, okay, well, listen, it was great meeting with you. We'll continue to talk. You guys, you're unique. Here is the business card. And then
right.
I stand there like a dope going, okay, thanks. I put it in my pocket and walk away, and I realize,
Thank you.
God damn, I bet they probably wanted a card. But
yeah.
I guess they know how to find us.
You should have a card because you have a management position.
Yeah, I got a box of cards, but I don't ever carry them with me. Right. And, you know, they know how to find us because they found us in the first place.
Exactly.
So it was
Michael
very exciting.
Fun merchant.
Very, very exciting. Having our first power breakfast. I thought we handled that well.
I thought it was great. They were very nice people, and you know, I do think that we were not only having breakfast, but we were doing a little show. I think we were really turning on the afterburners and having a lot of fun with that.
Well, it was. I don't want to say it was an audition for HBO, but
no.
But you know, I mean,
you know what our ultimate goal is. Our ultimate goal is to. You know, guest shot on The Sopranos. Yeah.
Or, you know...
We want to be somebody that gets killed.
Leading to a spinoff.
Right. We were able... I thought we were very honest with them. They asked us, you know, what do you like about HBO? What don't you like about HBO?
And Rob and I did a whole bunch of stuff on Six Feet Under and how much we love that show.
Yeah. And we were all able to tell them in unison how we hate the show Arliss.
Yes, absolutely.
They didn't seem put off by that.
They seemed accustomed to it,
perhaps. They've heard that before. And then it was the, you know, the discussion about the TVs, and, you know, they wanted to find out more about us. And,
what was your total number of TVs in your house?
14.
14. That was 14. A special moment, too.
And, TV on a stick in the bathroom that Frida got me for my birthday. So
do you think I appeared unprofessional when Rob was talking to the woman from HBO and I started laughing uncontrollably because I was looking at his ham steak?
No. You know what? See, that's, I think...
It was a ham bone, and I just... Rob's trying to be, you know, Johnny Businessman, and I'm looking at this gnawed-on ham bone. It was pretty funny.
It was delicious, though.
I think we played it exactly perfectly. They wanted to find out what we were like in real life, and they got it today. They got everything from me talking about taking a dump or watching TV
right.
to Mike screaming that he's gay to the discussion of your personal situation.
Wait,
which
I was 15 minutes late to the breakfast meeting.
Yeah, incidentally, maybe the most important meeting we're ever going to have.
Right, I know.
And they said, where's Mike? And,
right.
You know, I said, Mike's on a very important phone call.
And I made a nice entrance, though, as I ran into the restaurant with my cape.
Hello.
So, you know, who knows? But it's nice to be talked to by somebody.
Excellent.
Sure. Sure. It's nice. It's nice to have the HBO card now.
It was wonderful.
It's nice. So anyway,
I like that card.
So do I.
I'd like to have a card like that.
That says HBO.
I'm gonna have business cards. I'm gonna make them myself, and I'll have them next week.
You can do it on a computer, Mike.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Like Rudy.
Get yourself a program. Yeah.
Yeah.
Make yourself a card like Rudy Marsky.
I'll draw my own caricature.
There you go. So. Howdy to the folks at HBO. I know they're listening
Amen.
Now, and they're wondering how we, you know, they wanted us to be secretive about...
Boy, howdy.
Wanted us to be, you know, semi-secretive about this, but we can't be secretive about
no,
it.
No, not at all.
Can't be secretive at all. We love the HBO.
Right.
Big fans of the HBO.
Just glad they put us on a corner table.
Put us on the HBO. You know, come on, do it. Do it. Put us on the HBO.
Come on, go on, get.
They even laughed when told them that most of the people on this show think that Cynthia Nixon looks like Dave Foley from News Radio.
Yeah, very busy people. You know, they got all these hot shows, and I'll tell you one thing: if you're going to meet with people that are involved in original programming
at
HBO, because that is the juggernaut. That is the big part.
That's it. And I was able, incidentally, although they have nothing to do with the regular programming at HBO, I was able to tell them all the things I don't like about HBO.
Oh, right. Good.
Which involved Short Circuit 2, mm-hmm. Short Circuit, Arthur, Paddington Bear, George and Martha.
Yeah.
I went through the gamut.
Do you think she was offended when I said I wanted to be somebody's bitch in the show Oz?
No.
Okay.
Because I know you would take that role.
Yes, I would.
But I think we should hold out.
I'd live that role.
We should hold out for the speaking roles on The Sopranos, which could be our entrance into HBO.
Now, will it count as a speaking role if I just go, oh?
I would be killed. I would be well. You know, like, remember that guy that they whacked, that guy that Tony took out to that little shed and they tied him up and then they said, you want something to drink, and they gave him a Coca-Cola and then they shot the crap out of him?
I like that.
I'd be on for that. Sure.
You know what, I envision my role on The Sopranos would be a guy that just, is sitting like in a diner and says something out of line to one of the gangsters, and then he gets killed.
Excuse me, that was my bar stool. I'd even be the guy who got hit in the head with the golf club out on the street.
Yeah.
You know, the guy that's just
you dumb,
boom, boom, boom. I'd go for that.
Bada-bing, boom, bing, zam, boom.
But, ideally, and I'm going to throw this out. You can throw this out at breakfast.
Right.
I know they're listening right now. Just think about this as a concept. I don't know, Mike, obviously, Mike and I are a package. I don't know how Mike would be included in this, but the thought I'm thinking of is just it's a half hour of me just sitting on the toilet watching television.
On a stick.
Because I got TV on a stick in my bathroom.
They blanched at my idea, though.
They
did not want me to be the in-studio host of Autopsy.
They did not.
Hello.
I thought it would be great.
Yeah.
Tonight, you're going to love this, ladies and gentlemen. You know?
Let me also point out, if they're listening, that guys have died on the toilet on The Sopranos.
Right.
I would also be willing to... To me, that would be a great compromise. If I'm watching TV on a stick,
right,
on the Sopranos, and a guy comes in and whacks me, I'm for that.
A brilliant
scene. If that's what's going to get me through the door at HBO, let's do it.
How about gets around there to your bung?
How about you dying on the toilet in the first scene of 6 Feet Under? Because someone dies in every week of that.
And you got to hop on that bandwagon because you're a big American Beauty fan, and you've got to hop on the 6 Feet Under bandwagon. I know you don't like to come late to the party, but this is a great show.
Yeah. I'm sorry. You haven't jumped on the Larry David bandwagon.
I've watched a lot of Larry David. I don't like it, though.
Okay. I watched 6 Feet. I didn't say this. I shouldn't say this now.
No.
I don't like 6 Feet Under.
I don't think you've given it a chance.
Sure I have.
I've given Larry David many, many chances, and I occasionally do like his show.
Well, I don't like 6 Feet Under. How about that?
Did you watch the season premiere?
Yes, I did. I didn't laugh.
Really?
I think it was funny. Now, I didn't say that at the meeting with them this morning where they were, you know, telling us how...
It's not supposed to be funny.
How great the original stuff is.
It's a drama with comic moments.
It's a dramedy.
I wouldn't even go that
far. It's a dramedy, man.
It's a comma.
It's a comma. Comic. Comic drama. Comma.
I wish you liked that show. It's a good show.
Yeah. Well, don't worry. Let's just worry about ourselves. Let's worry about ourselves at HBO. Howdy, HBO.
You worry about your one-man toilet show, and I'll worry about
you're...
pitching the host of the... I'm not going to be in that bathroom.
No. You could be in...
It's knock it off, Rob. Rob, that's your big opportunity right there.
Oh, good.
That's when you move me out, Rob. Absolutely.
You could be in the next room, Mike. You could be in the next room. There could be a door in between us.
On the other side? Are you done yet?
And you know, there's a camera on your side as well.
Right, and I'm just like, what's he... And that's all it would be. It would be a reaction shot of me going, what's he doing in there?
Sitting in a vanity.
Watching TV.
Too much, this guy.
Watching TV,
right.
Talking to you while I'm taking a dump every week for 23 minutes a week.
It's a good concept. It's
great
a good
concept.
Send out the treatment.
It was just a brainstorming session.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. Thanks, HBO. Nice meeting you, and especially want to say thank you to, let me get her name right. Crap. That's my picture. That's my name. That's my building ID.
Thank you, Don Geronimo.
Joanna. Hi, Joanna.
One of our many a-hole building IDs that we took with the goofy expressions. You know, and I have that right in the front of my wallet. So everybody, any transaction that I make with my wallet, they see that goofy picture, which is, I mean, we all had weird pictures taken.
It's Joanna and Tracy. Those are the bras from HBO we want to say thank you.
Thank you. It was a wonderful breakfast meeting.
Thank you. You're groovy chicks.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. We love you. Thanks.
Kisses.
Thanks very much.
Yeah, we love it.
So the lead story today, besides the fact that we finally have had a power breakfast, is the fact that you're fighting gutter balls last night. Ladies and gentlemen, we were, in fact, victorious.
Yes. Yes. We were, and just incredible. However, it should be mentioned for accuracy's sake.
Well, now, Mike, let's not get crazy with facts here.
Well, the handicapping should be mentioned, Don.
All right, but let's also mention we were bowling against three professionals,
right,
and one of them was the current world amateur bowling champion.
Absolutely. And we had a great time with them.
Yes. We bowled against the Red Storm. In the first game, they spotted us 700 pins.
And we didn't even need them all.
No. We had about 10 to spare.
So in the second game, they said, you know what? You guys are not as bad as we thought.
Right.
How about we just sport you 650 pins in the second game?
And we beat them again.
Handling.
Beat them again. Kick their asses.
Yeah, with only 700 pins and 650 pins.
Mike, they are professional bowlers.
This is true. They were fun to watch, man. They were really fun to watch. Especially that little lady. That little pretty lady.
Yes. Yeah, she for being so tiny.
Yeah.
God damn, she could throw the hell out of the ball.
See her rip her arm up in the air after she does the follow-through, man? Yeah. She was fun to watch.
Am I the only one that was wondering what else she could possibly do with that arm?
Absolutely.
And of course, hey, I'm talking about she could probably throw a baseball like 80 miles an hour.
That's right.
Hey. Here is, as a matter of fact, and I love introducing someone like this, the loser of last night's bowling challenge. Here is Chris from the Red Storm.
Hey, Chris.
How are you?
Hi, we're doing great, my friend.
Chris and I did a little dinner and drinks after the bowling.
Yes, we did.
I do want to thank everybody at the Chelsea Brewing Company down there at Chelsea Piers for dinner and drinks. I believe everything was comped right there, Chris?
Yes, it was.
They were very, very nice down there. It's a beautiful place. And they asked me to mention that, and I am mentioning that because we had a fantastic time down there.
Mike was a consummate gentleman all night long.
A constipated gentleman.
Yeah, pretty much.
Chris, how are you guys going to live with the fact that, even though you sported us the points?
I tell you, it's all over the internet already that we got our asses kicked, I'm telling you. It's all over PBA.com. People are calling, and we just can't live it down.
Hey, are you in the Are you in the OR right now?
Yes, I am.
Now, listen, the deal
we
is...
We got Gaylord Falker on the phone.
Yeah, Gaylord Falker.
Yes.
That's my other name.
He's a male nurse.
Right, in the OR.
And Chris told us that this morning he was going to have to be in the operating room and that he may not be able to call the show.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I got lucky. I got in between cases, and I got a few minutes here to talk to you guys.
Are you a pothead, Falker?
Right now, there's a patient that's, like, lying there, filleted like a haddock while he ran out to a payphone.
I'll be right back.
Somebody,
no, I'm right here in the room with the patient.
Oh. Some guy's scrote is like the guy in the transsexual mailbag. And Chris is here talking to us on the telephone.
He'll be fine.
Let me see.
Right.
Chris, I know on your team you had you and there was Tommy.
Yeah, Tommy Talutz Jr., who's won a title this year. He's probably won close to about 100,000 this year.
Wow. Is that the guy who looked like Lance Bass?
Yeah, that's him.
Okay. Then there was
Ryan Schaefer.
Okay.
He's won a title also this year, and he's probably close to 150,000 this year.
And that's, I mean, for the Pro Bowlers Tour, that is serious money, right? I mean,
yeah, that's pretty much.
Yeah, that's for you.
Golf and other sports like that. But
for anything, that's pretty serious money.
No, I mean, what we were talking about, we were talking about the tour and comparing it to like a PGA Tour or something.
Right.
Like that. It's not, the dollars aren't there, but what I'm saying is to get that kind of money on the Pro Bowlers Tour, you have to really be kind of a stud.
Oh, yeah, those
right?
two guys are doing real well this year, and they're representing our company real well. So.
And you gotta go to Malaysia. That's the stuff that we figured. That a lot of these times these guys, they go out to make this money bowling, they go to Egypt and Malaysia to bowl. And,
sure.
That's the last place I would think that you'd have a big, nice bowling atmosphere. You go to Malaysia.
Right.
Yeah.
Jeez, I think, wouldn't you get sick in Malaysia? There's some kind of like Malaysian flu or something?
Well, we've gotten sick on trips with the water. You drink the water and you get the Pharaoh's curse and,
the Pharaoh's curse.
You'd be sitting on a toilet like Mike all day long.
Well, listen, I'm not nicer bunch of guys and gals we've not bowled against.
Boy, and that place we bowled at last night.
You like Chelsea Pier? They did a great job. For us. They were really nice people there.
Very nice. Beautiful. Yeah. That could be our new New York home.
Yeah, you know, really, and just to be serious for a second, this is one of the areas that took a big hit after 9/11. This area down there, and I was told by somebody that, you know, this place jumps on the weekends, but during the week, you know, it's not as crowded, and a lot of the businesses around that general area have been affected by 9/11.
A lot of them were closed for 40 or 50 days after 9/11.
Chelsea Piers, I think, was the staging area for a lot of the rescue workers.
Yeah, I ended up down there, you know, working down there for a couple of days.
But what I'm telling people right now, I mean, if you want to have a good time, I mean, go down there, because that place, that is really the finest facility where we've done anything.
It's the cleanest bowling center I've ever been in.
Beautiful. Nice. Absolutely gorgeous. And lots of other stuff. You know, driving ranges, everything. Go down there and have a good time.
Doesn't smell like urine in there.
Not at all. No.
Like your average bowling alley.
Friendly staff.
Very nice. Well, Chris, you guys are great.
I hope you guys like all the bowling balls and everything we got.
They hooked us up with bowling ball. They got me a clear plastic
bowling ball.
Bowling ball that has a football in the middle of it.
I tell you, you know, you watch your ball going down the lane, it's like having an acid trip. It's just this mystical football inside of a, you know, all this polyurethane. It's amazing.
Well, Chris, you guys couldn't be nicer.
Well,
and
thank you to Storm for giving all this stuff for us.
Good old Storm.
Storm.com.
Stormbowling.com.
Stormbowling.com. And nice meeting you.
Guys, we'll see you again, all right?
Okay, you got it, Chris.
All right, bye-bye.
Thanks, man.
So long.
There he is, one of the losers from last night's bowling.
Lizard.
Yeah, we don't often get to say that.
No. Right.
We relish it.
And, you know, we suck, but they're pros. Yeah. And they spotted us 700 pins and then 650 pins, but still, we beat them.
You know what? I'm digging, though. I'm digging the hook now. You guys got to try that.
You are really getting
it. It's so much fun. I mean, and last night, God, I wish I'd asked Chris, the guy that was sitting next to me, that was talking to me the whole time last night. He told me how to do it.
You're throwing a suitcase.
Well, like a suitcase.
Who throws a suitcase, though? That's my question to that.
You know, what's amazing, I don't know how it works, but it works. And it's so much fun to do that. And, you know, I mean, these were pros, so I was picking their brains and stuff. Still managed to shoot a crappy game, but it was all right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Buddy.
Hey, buddy. Hi.
Just wanted to talk about the bowling match last night. I was there.
Oh, you know what? We should also say hi to all the nice people who showed up, not only on the level that we were bowling on, but also in the upstairs level where the bar area was.
That freaked me out like halfway through. I didn't realize there were that many people up there staring down at us. It was
like
kind of creepy.
An observation deck.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, a lot of people were up on the upper level and getting, I guess, just bird's eye view of my bald spot and Rob's bald spot.
So that's it. It's the AMF Chelsea Piers is our official home in New York. Is that right?
Gotta be.
That's gotta be our place.
Gotta be. Nicer. Dan, did we get to see you last night? Did we meet you?
Yes, you guys did. I was the one who had the conversation with you after the bowling match, Don.
Oh, that one.
Yes.
Who's that guy?
I don't know.
Who
did
is
you
this
bring
guy?
Your mom?
No, that was the big fella.
Which big fella?
The heavyset guy.
Well, there are like a million heavyset. Are you the super big guy?
You're the 500-pound guy.
Yeah, I'm the guy who slapped the
pin. I waved at you when I came in.
Right. Yeah. Gotcha. All right, Dan. Nice seeing you again.
No problem.
Nice guy.
He goes beyond being a fan. He's a stalker.
He's at everything we do and always has that nice smile. And it's like, you know, when you don't know a guy's name, but you look at him and I give him a little point and he points right back and is like, okay, get me inside.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
How you guys doing? It's Joe.
Joe, hi.
Yay, balls.
Yeah, thank you, Joe. Were you there last night?
Yeah, my mother and I had a hell of a time.
Oh, all right. Okay, now listen. This guy, Joe.
Yeah.
How old are you, Joe?
I turned 19 on the 24th.
You little hump.
Joe is one of these guys. Listen, he's a big listener of the show.
Yep. Come on, bring it.
Bring it.
He comes to all the gigs we do, but as it turns out, a lot of these places you got to be 21 to get into.
Right. You know, we need him, though. We got to sneak him in because he was on his heckling game for me last night.
Last night. To get into this place, he brought his mother.
It was so funny.
He brought his mom.
And the conversation with you and his mother after we were done bowling was, this, you know, when ages were exchanged and it was determined that you two could have a relationship.
Yeah, that I'm 43 and Joe's mom is 42.
Amazing, amazing.
And Joe, I don't know if your mom mentioned it to you or not, but I sensed that she wanted me.
Yeah.
Right.
I got that too.
She did kiss me.
Ah,
your mom did kiss me.
Very good, lovely Joy.
Well, She's a very nice woman. Thank you for the emotional scarring, Don.
She is.
I can't wait to develop those pictures.
Oh, this kid cracks me up.
The pictures of what? Me and your mom?
Yes. You, Mike, and my mom.
Yes, there is some group pictures taken.
Don't forget the other two, all right?
Yeah, suffice to say that when I went home last night, I was thinking about your mom.
Oh, God.
Joe, let me ask you a question. Is Dad around?
No, my parents are divorced.
Oh, sweet.
They've been divorced for many years. Sorry
to hear that, but...
That's not a bad thing.
I'm sure your mom has needs.
I think you would be a hell of a stepfather, really. I'd like to...
Now listen, you seem like
a hell of a funny guy.
I got to tell you something, though. Joe, I've got to be honest. I love my wife, and we've been married going on 21 years, and I've got a 17-year-old son.
Right.
But I don't see why your mom... couldn't be my guma. Why?
Ah, very good.
Why, when I come to New York and I have needs,
sure,
my wife is not around, that your mom couldn't step in and satisfy me.
I think Joe might be speechless for the very first time
or for the rest of his life.
Joe, I'm not talking about anything heavy. I'm not talking about full-out intercourse.
Hey, all you have to do is throw some swag his way, like some T-shirts and stuff like that.
I have no clue what you're talking about, Don.
I'm just saying that, you know, I'd probably need to see your mom maybe for 5 minutes.
Yeah, well, we'll see you in 2 weeks, all right?
Okay. All right. Bye, Joe.
Oh, my God.
Bye, Joe.
Sounds good.
See you later, you little creep.
Good day to you, sir. Was he busting your balls last night?
Oh, he was hysterical. Oh, you know, I shouldn't say this. I really shouldn't. But I am going to say it because it's funny. I dig getting heckled. I like it. It makes me laugh.
Boy.
And the New York hecklers are the greatest hecklers in the world. And he was just laying some on me last night. I mean, you know, no holes barred. And at one point, I just couldn't bowl because I was laughing too much at the ball busting. We had that happen like the second time we went out and bowled, and it's hysterical. Up here, I mean, these are professional hecklers up here. They're terrific at it.
Well, I didn't hear the heckling. If I was being heckled, I didn't hear it.
You respond to it in a different way than I do.
You will
grab your crotch and then walk towards the person heckling you.
But I was simply blinded by Joe's mom last night.
Yeah, absolutely.
Blinded with love for Joe's mom.
Very pretty lady.
Joe's mom. Mm.
Oh, God. Why is this twisted?
Hello, Don and Mike show. Because it's that kid's mom.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Mom.
Hello.
Hello?
Hi, Don and Mike show.
How you doing?
Hi.
Hey, question.
Yeah.
I want to talk about toilet. What do you think ABC is doing with Monday Night Football?
Hiring John Madden? I think it's a great move.
Oh, come on.
What don't you like about it?
He's old. He's stupid. He's, you know, at the same thing over and over, pointing his finger in that circle.
Madden's the greatest.
And that back and forth video, back and forth, back and forth.
And I'll give you this. Hold on. Let me just pipe down for a second. I'll give you this, that Madden's act after 20 years is getting a little old and tired. But when I'm watching football, there's no one I'd rather have doing the game than Madden.
You see a 48-0 blowout.
I'll go Jack Buck and Hank Stram.
Yeah, but
I mean, come on.
No. You know what, John Madden's
Hank
great.
Stram, that feed.
You, you want to talk about two guys that know football. I mean, they're all over the hill, but at least when you listen to the radio, they entertain you.
What are you? You got a can of paint there that
you're
hiding? What's going on?
Children of the lid of mine.
You know, no, I'm just a regular guy from Jersey, a regular cop on the job.
All right, well, good for you, sir. And let me tell you something. When you see a 48-0 game, a total blowout, there is nobody better to watch a game like that than Madden. And that's when he's funny, and that's what I like him for when he does that.
You're going to like it a lot more now that he's not tied down to the Crypt Keeper.
Right.
Now that he's not tied down to Mr. Pat, beg your pardon, Summerall.
Sure.
He's going to come to Philly and work with his old partner.
You know what would be a good partnership is Hank Stram and Summerall.
With Brookshire?
Yeah.
There's no way. Summerall and Brookshire, they
were great.
Their livers will immediately explode if they walk in the same room together.
The great old days of CBS.
Howard Cosell in Philadelphia went out on a stretcher.
Yeah, you're right. Thank you, my friend. Listen, and speaking of Howard Cosell, I know it's been a while since we've done the recap, but we've got to just give you the very brief recap of last night's incredible Fighting Gutter Balls upset victory over the team of professionals, the Red Storm.
It was a balmy spring-like evening at Chelsea Piers in beautiful Lower Manhattan. The Gutter Balls taking on a team known as the Red Storm. The thing that separated the Red Storm from previous opponents was their total professionalism. That's right, pro bowlers. Pro bowlers that actually make money bowling for a living. The Gutter Balls were vast underdogs, but they came on strong. special mention should be made to their new fleet of equipment, the incredible dueling balls. That's right, Don Geronimo with the football missile. That's right, a football encased in polyurethane streaking down the lane. And the American Basketball Association Rob Spiewak ball that he threw like he never threw a ball before. And of course it was Rummy with a special baseball bowling ball. And then the incredible Hookmeister, Mr. Mike O'Mara, the fingertip hook ball. And yes, to everyone's surprise, the gutter balls were able to prevail. Buzz, what kind of ball did you use?
Mine also an ABA ball.
An ABA ball. And Buzz actually bowled a strike his very first time out last night.
And we've also noticed something, Buzz. I don't know if you noticed this in the crowd last night. Well, you couldn't. You had your back to the crowd.
Right.
Buzz has got this thing when he bowls that he lifts the ball up with both hands over his head.
Not quite that high.
No. You do.
Yeah.
You do because you are not aware of this, but as you would go to bowl, all the people in the bowling alley, when you would lift your hands up, they would all lift their hands up.
Oh, cool.
Simultaneously.
I like that. His style, unorthodox, but contributed to an overall incredible upset as the Gutter Balls, in not one but two games, were able to defeat the Red Storm, the team of professional bowlers defeated by the Gutter Balls. And we won't mention the fact that they were spotted 1,400 picks.
Well, they were, Mike, 1,350.
1,350 to be precise.
And I think the last point to mention is I did get to see our New York producer, John Bowl. And I said it to John last night, and I will say it now. He looks like a polio victim attempting to bowl. You guys were right. However,
the rigid right leg, the spastic shoulder over the top move.
However, he does knock the pins down.
That's right. A youthful bowler. He learned that incredible style when he was 6 years old, bowling with his family, and he was able to demonstrate it for you. But Don and Mike, let me tell you this.
What's that, Howard?
You bowled well last night, even through your distraction with the female bowler on the left side of the lane, as she was throwing ball after ball with that incredible whipping action and her snakeskin storm shirt. It was fascinating to watch.
Don't you want to discuss her mouth?
And her fantastic mouth. That's right. Geronimo and O'Mara, unable to concentrate on their bowling, as each time the lady pro would get up on the lane, they would say, "Will you look at that mouth?" Yes, a pretty lass she was, and the Gutter Balls appreciated that, each one of them. Hats off to Melwood, Head, the Goose, Pax, and Rummy, as the Gutter Balls came on strong, beating a team of professionals.
That's it. We win. Thank you.
We did.
Nice update. Yeah, we win. Good guys win for a change. Here's Tommy. Here's Tommy from the Red Storm.
Hey.
Hi, Tommy.
I just want to say that
we are having a little fun.
Yeah. never mind. All I just say is that, never mind.
Thank you.
Never mind.
Thank you.
Hello, Tommy.
What's up, guys? Good morning.
Hi. Hey. Tommy. Tommy from the Red Storm. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, we're doing great. Kid, we're on top of the world. We beat pros.
You guys had the advantage last night. You had the whole team concept down. You threw us five together. The Gutter Balls are like a well-oiled machine. You've been together for a while. You bonded. you have secret handshakes. Lisa and Buzz are doing this thing with the pinkies. That was intimidating.
Oh, yeah. Lisa and Rob were doing their finger sex again last night.
I might be over that because as you saw how I bowled last night, the superstition may be gone out.
And I really, the only thing I'm tired of in the entire bowling experience, I love bowling. In fact, I'm getting into it more than ever, but the whole hand thing, come on. I mean, my God, I shake hands more time than you're like a receiving line at Shea Stadium.
Invitation to influence.
It's ridiculous.
Right? He just high fives and starts smacking that. That's the way you intimidate your opponents. You guys, we saw that pinky thing, we gave up.
You know what I'm going to do now when I bowl? Instead of like the fist or the high five, I'm going to do the shooting gun.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No matter whether I bowl a strike or a gutter ball, I'm just going to
look too queer.
Here we go.
Don't give me that finger thing all night. night. I didn't know what he was doing.
Well, no, that's because I am also tired of bowling. So when you would bowl a strike, Tommy, I would just point at you, just like you know. Right.
That's it.
You the man.
All right. It was one of those things that you keep striking, you're going to shoot me. That's what the finger thing was.
It was just you the man.
Are we in agreement? Can we just do that? Can I just do that now?
Yeah.
One point,
yeah,
everybody.
Okay. Should we all do that?
Tired of shaking hands.
Yeah. I'm tired of the hand contact.
Right.
You know,
right.
God forbid you get a virus.
Yeah.
Or something worse.
Yeah, there
that's
you go.
That's why bowlers always wear those gloves, you know, so we don't have to touch each other.
That's right. These guys, they came with all the armor, all the Barney armor, all the stuff. Tommy, nice meeting you last night, my friend.
It was a great time. Thanks for having us.
You bet. We could not have been bowling against a better bunch of bowlers or a nicer bunch of guys.
You know, I was sitting there and I'm watching these guys and I'm going, you know, it's such a total, the concept of bowling in America is such a leisure time activity. It's just amazing to think those guys just go out and they make money doing it. They make tons of money doing
it. They're freaking pros. Absolutely. They're pros. Hello, Don and Mike. Hello? Is this a blower activated? Hello, you're on the air.
Hi. Don and Mike.
Yes.
Gods?
Pardon me?
With you, Gods.
Yes, hello, you're on the air.
I was the first guy in line for What's Up Your Dookie.
Oh, you mean what you got in there?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Well, where are you?
Well, I emailed the show because it's Tuesday I called.
Yeah.
Then I said, I thought I'd better practice.
Oh, right now. Okay. All right, hold on. Your name is Dave. You're the guy, and what you wanted to put in your bad place was?
A little toy you get in a cereal box.
A figurine of some type, yes.
Yeah.
And?
It didn't work.
Oh, you tried it?
Oh, God, yeah.
What happened?
Well, the figurines that got, like, bandy arms.
Oh!
And bendy legs.
It's got bendy arms and bendy legs.
Right, so I put it up. I didn't think. I should have put it up, like, feet first instead of head first.
Yeah.
Oh, did you turn it into a dip cone? It went in blonde and came out a brunette. So did you get the little doll stuck in there?
For about 45 minutes, yeah.
Wow. Oh, like a volleyball. You know what, Dave, hold on. I'm going to give you a prize.
Came out like the human cannonball.
Hold on a second. I got to give you a prize just for
I don't know that you should reward that behavior.
Don and Mike show. Hello. Hello, Don and Mike. Oh, line 4. My mistake. Hello. That's the line that's ringing. Hello.
Don and Mike?
Yeah.
Hey, how are you doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
Oh, man, I'm calling from Austin. I just want to call you, tell you, man, it's been like 4.5 years since I've heard you guys. It's pathetic. Can you give me a quick recap on the past 4.5 years?
From Austin, Texas? No.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. No.
It is so good to have you guys back. It's been, oh, man, I've missed you so much. I thought about you every day. My wife called me yesterday and said that y'all were back on the air, and you're even on a station I listen to, but I don't listen during the workday, but I do now. So
that's good.
Beautiful. We're really glad to have you back.
Beautiful. Thank you. John, we appreciate it. Thank you, my friend.
All right.
I know we had lots of listeners in Austin before that station. What did they change the format to? Like Barry Manilow songs?
Something weird.
Something like that. I don't know. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, I'd like to invite you down to Philly. I'm legally blind, and I'm on a blind bowling league.
Oh, wow.
And we want to invite you to Philly.
You're kidding. You are
against us.
You are kidding.
And we'll even spot you 400 pins, okay?
You are really in a blind bowling league?
Yes.
Very cool.
Here in Philadelphia. You know what else? I wanted to participate in your contest.
To put something in your V?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I'm blind and I live in Philly, no one in my family will bring me up. Well, you know, take me to, you're in New York.
Well, besides, you know, you got a whole trust thing happening there. You know, somebody will tell you it's a rabbit's foot, it'll end up being a tarantula.
How can I say to my aunt or my mom, hey, I want to go on the Don and Mike show and put dominoes in my V?
Your name is Marie?
Yes.
Here's the deal, Marie. We're going to be at YSB. We're going to be there, I think, not next week, but the following week, Monday and Tuesday.
Yes.
And if you can make arrangements to come down to the studio.
Oh, I can get there. Cool. Yeah, I can get there.
And you bring an aunt or whoever you like, and you put dominoes in your V, I promise we'll give you some money.
Absolutely.
There's nothing I can do over the phone?
No, we'd love to see you.
Oh, man.
I didn't mean it that way, Rob.
Sorry, Mike.
Well, yeah.
That's not right.
That was Rob chuckling in the background there.
But no, it's something that, again, no offense, something we have to see you do.
Yes.
So,
hey, but you didn't see that guy put that figurine up as A either.
No, but I believe him. I believe him.
A Yeah, he sounded like he would do something like that, didn't he?
Yeah, and Marie, furthermore, if you're really in a blind bowling league, that for us would be the greatest challenge. We'd love to bowl against blind people.
Yeah, because it's a handicap league. They have blind, and then they have, like, the wheelchair.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Finally, bowlers on our level.
We will kick your ass.
Blind people and cripples.
We bring it. Bring it, baby.
Bring it on. Hold on, Marie. Hold on a second.
Uh-huh.
Let's set something up with her to at least get her in the bowling league or get her down to YSP.
We'll show them a few tricks.
In a week to let her put some dominoes in her V.
Fantastic.
Dominoes. Wow. I was going to put dominoes in my V.
I was going to ask her the celebrity she most resembles.
How does she know?
That's right.
I mean, you know, what are they telling her?
Well, probably her friends, you know, would say that she resembles somebody.
If she's blind since birth, how does she know what anybody looks
like?
We'd
have to say, do any of your friends do anything?
Hey, Lisa, put her back on hold so we can talk to her.
She sounds like a hottie, that's why.
I have a domino theory.
Hey, Marie?
Yes?
How long have you been blind?
My whole life.
Your whole life? Have your friends told you who you most resemble, the celebrity you most resemble?
Do you even know?
No.
I mean, see, if they were to say to you, wow, you look like Heidi Klum, you don't know what Heidi Klum looks like.
And do you, so do they consider you a hottie?
Oh, yeah, I'm a MILF.
MILF.
Another MILF.
Very, very cool.
Mom, I'd like to F.
Oh, wow. We got to meet her.
All right, yeah, hold on there, Marie. Hold on a second. Yeah, come on down. Bring some dominoes there.
Right.
Sure, 30 minutes or less.
Put them in your V.
Shake hands.
All right, Clara Mel is going to call 100 going here. Start today's show, 877-365-3636, call number 100. And when we get back, after we get our contest winner, we will get directly to the second installment of Transvestite Mailbag.
Yay!
Letter number 4 and the finale, letter number 5. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
This is Mr. Skin from MrSkin.com with all the skinfo from the latest movies. There are 2 new films hitting theaters this weekend, The Time Machine and All About the Benjamins. Let me save you the trouble. No nudity. Not even a celebrity nip slip. Now, for some good female nudity in theaters, check out Kate Winslet's new movie, Iris. It's a total chick flick, but guys, it's a must-see. Kate goes skinny dipping at least 6 or 7 times. Unbelievable breast shots and some nice looks at Kate's untrimmed English muffin. My new release DVD, Pick the Click, this week is the movie Bully. It's based on a true story about some white trash kids in South Florida who kill one of their friends that was whatever. 2 of Hollywood's hottest young babes, Bijou Phillips and Rachel Miner, who you may know better as the former Mrs. Macaulay Culkin, are pretty much naked throughout the whole film. I repeat, naked throughout the whole film, including some nice fur burgers. Now that's my kind of movie. I'm Mr. Skin from MrSkin.com, fast-forwarding to the good parts.
Thank you, Mr. Skin.
The home of Mr. Joe Ardinger. Duh. The Don and Mike Show.
Mr. Skin's Skin Minute, as always, heard first on our show. The other shows get it tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's a debut on Don and Mike every week.
Kurt Burgery.
Mr. Skin.
Create his own language.
Mr. Skin. Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hi.
I'm calling 100.
Right. Hi, what's your name?
Pete.
Hey, Pete, where are you from?
Long Island.
Pete, you've won a Blockbuster prize pack, and we're going to throw in a DVD copy of the movie The Last Castle with Robert Redford and James Gandolfini. That's available for rent now at Blockbuster. Thank you, my friend.
Great show, guys.
Thanks for listening. Well, James Gandolfini, that's where he was the warden or something?
I think he plays... like a military warden.
Yeah, and like a prison of some sort, right?
Isn't that right, James?
Robert? would you get my call? Why are you busting my balls? Come on.
Who am I talking to now, Tony or James?
You're talking to James.
Can I talk to Tony?
You want to talk to Tony now?
Yeah.
Hold on, Don.
Okay.
Tony?
Because I want to tell you something.
Can you please come to the microphone?
As long as we're going to talk about mobbed up, I want to tell you something.
How you doing?
Hi, Tony.
What's up? How are you?
Remember I told you, everybody, a couple days ago that when I was in Philly on Friday, that I went to this car dealership, they brought me on this sales call?
Yeah, it's all right. Yeah, it's nice. Your car dealers, you know, cars, all right, whatever. What
I said that this I thought they were kind of mobbed up. And,
yeah, mobbed up. Well, you know, that's, everybody assumes you're mobbed up. Well, what's this crap? I'm in the sanitation. There's absolutely no connection. You know, just because I'm Italian, you got to defame me and say that I'm mobbed up. And that's crap. You know, geez, what are you doing? I mean,
can I talk to James again?
Hold on just a second. Yo, Jimmy.
Jimmy, so we talked to both Tony and to Jim.
Hi, how are you?
So, Jim.
Yeah, September 8th, The Sopranos premiering on home box office.
I go to this car dealership in Philadelphia on a sales call.
I like cars.
And it turns out they bought the show.
Oh,
so
excellent.
I want to say thank you to them for buying the show.
Well, that's wonderful. I hope. Are you going to be talking about their cars?
I think we're
going
to do live commercials for them.
That's good news. Well, I look forward to seeing that and seeing everything that you're doing. I think you're doing it. Congratulations on being on Philadelphia.
Thank you.
And with your soon to be upcoming series on HBO.
Thank you. Thank you, Jim.
The home box office.
Thank you. And thanks to Tony as well.
You want to get him over here to say thank
Tony,
you?
Yeah, Tony, come here and say goodbye to us, please.
Anthony?
Tony?
Can you come over to the microphone?
Hey, Tony?
Yeah. What do you want? Yeah. What?
You know that Buzz still looks at those pictures of AJ.
No, he's still making that up.
Wait, Buzz is still looking at pictures of AJ?
You remember the episode of The
My
Sopranos?
My AJ, my son? No,
remember when Anthony Jr. is going in the pool?
It's ridiculous.
What?
No. He's got it as a screensaver.
You know, I'll tell you right now, it's really starting to make me angry. It's making me real big time angry that he's still looking at those pictures.
Tony,
you know, and
no.
I tell you, there's only one reason. You might have eaten these jelly beans.
No, go ahead.
They look
go
really ahead. Yummy. I decided to get them right here.
You're setting me up, Tony.
You know, this good.
Up.
Yeah. You know, some, there's only one reason he's looking at all those pictures on the internet and all that crap. You know why?
Why?
He's a fag.
All right, thank you, Tony.
Goodbye, Don.
Goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Rob.
Bye.
Buzz.
So long, Tony.
Okay. Listen,
okay.
One of the things I promised we'd get to Owen, yeah, we're going to keep taking your phone calls. Don't worry. I mean, why the lines are going nuts here. Hello, Don and Mike Show. I want to read the transsexual mail, though. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, I'm a truck driver. I'm trying to find out what the you guys were talking about. You had an affiliate in Virginia Beach?
In Norfolk, yes, but I have no idea what it is.
Norfolk.
I said
we're on in Norfolk.
I said it the correct way.
I know you did. I like saying it, though. Norfolk.
I don't know what the station is.
What's that?
I said I don't know what the station is.
Okay, I'll check on the radio.
All right, thank you, my friend.
How's that?
Appreciate it. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don.
Hey, Joe.
No, this is Don and Mike.
Don. Hey, Don.
Hi.
Hey, Kevin from Sacramento.
Hi, Kevin.
Hey, I needed to ask you a question. Now, it came down, I was just looking at a commercial from True Lies, and you've got this thing about Jamie Lee Curtis. You call her a hermaphrodite?
Yeah, she has male and female genitalia. Before you start this, you should
That's
know.
That's a legend.
You should know. No, Mike,
really?
That is a fact. She's got D and B and V.
Not a fact, silly.
It is a fact. We had a doctor on the show once that verified my theory.
Absolutely. Nothing of the kind.
Yes, Jamie Lee Curtis is a hermaphrodite.
That's not a factual statement.
She is a hermaphrodite.
She is not.
How many times do I have to debate this with you?
This is the same thing with the, you know, I'll go to the depth with the... That and Craig Wilson is my two little flags.
True Lies. She is awesome.
Yeah, right. And they had to strap down her penis. Okay? Thank you.
Reevaluate that one, man.
Can't reevaluate that. Thank you. Although I do want to thank both Mike and Rob for doing the low-key Sacramento dance when the guy from Sacramento called in.
That's because Rob and I were cleaning up this area over here. Yeah. I think the morning gentleman had some sort of thing going on here.
Okay, you're ready for the... letter 4 and number 5 from Donna Dawn.
Now, you have said that this is going to answer a lot of questions, kind of like a culmination of the whole saga.
Yeah, over the last few days. Let me just say again. Over the last, I don't know, 2 months, we've received 5 letters from a guy who's in prison in Wisconsin. He gets moved from prison to prison.
Sounds like he's a handful.
And he is a transsexual?
Yes, he is a preoperative transsexual. He is on female hormones, but the way I understand it, he has not had his junk removed.
He's tried. He tried to castrate himself with infected dental floss.
That was an ugly story.
I got the first letter. I thought, it's just jail mail. Got the second letter, third letter. Then the fourth letter started to win me over. And by the fifth letter, the trilogy of it, but it's not a trilogy. The What do you call it? The fiveology?
The quintuplicy.
Quintology.
The quintology is complete. So now, ladies and gentlemen.
You sure about that one?
No.
You did it in your news voice.
Doesn't
though.
It sound so, good?
The quintology.
Letter number 4 and letter number 5 from Donna Dawn.
What's that flower you have?
Here she is. He she is.
Dear Don and Mike.
From days gone by.
This is letter number 4. It's me again, Donna Dawn. I spent 8 days at the University Hospital of Wisconsin and returned to the Dodge Correctional Institution on approximately February 18th, 2002.
Very good.
Upon my arrival, I was strip searched.
Yeah.
Partially by one male guard, then another took his place so he could get a look too. I was informed that per orders of my doctor, I was to be placed in an observation status until I learned how to behave myself and stop being a problem for medical and security. My bandages were taken from me. I was given only a thin, transparent paper gown to wear. Oh. I was placed in a completely stripped cell with no mattress, no bedding, no clothing of any kind.
Boy.
Nothing to bathe with and no toilet paper.
What a saga.
The cell had a hard plastic mat over a concrete slab. The plastic had small bumps all over it. I think I read you the first part of this. Right. I'm just bringing it up to speed.
Right.
They looked like tiny speed bumps. This is what I had to lay on when I could lay down. The bumps caused me to develop painful bruises on my body. The cell had a glass front. In addition to that, I was under 24-hour observation by a camera, as well as a male staff. My cell was filthy. The building was unheated. And this is the month of February, when it's so very cold outside.
Oh, yes.
Living units have ventilation systems which pull in outside air no matter what time of the year. I had to pace back and forth in my cell continuously to fight off hypothermia. Many days, the temperature was in the 20s, and I can verify that with the National Weather Service.
Oh, darn.
When I say pace back and forth continuously, I don't mean just for a few minutes or a few hours. I mean 12 to 18 hours at a time.
Oh, darn.
I had blisters all over my feet, which medical refused to treat. I developed nerve damage in my toes.
Do you think I'm going out on a limb here when I say Donna Dawn might be just a bit of a whiner?
From the pacing back and forth.
The squeaky wheel gets the grease.
For an entire week, I was denied anything whatsoever to keep warm, and I paced and shivered continuously. On the few occasions where exhausted made me stop pacing, I shivered uncontrollably, and the cold was so painful it made me scream in pain.
Quit your whining.
I cried for weeks. I begged some of the kinder, rare animal officers to call the cops as I was being tortured. One officer repeatedly told me he would do it, but never did.
I'm just kidding, Don. I feel your pain.
Inmates on the unit and unit staff could see me crying and screaming in obvious pain. And when I asked supervisors for something warm, they refused to give me a blanket. The supervisors who allowed this are...
Why?
When I got a list, I'm not going to read the list of names, okay?
Yeah, we shouldn't do that.
My doctor also denied me these things and it was he who was my principal abuser, telling medical I could not even have bandages.
Wow.
Because all the pacing back and forth and the cold causing my beanbag to expand and contract.
Oh.
About half my stitches broke free and my surgical incision broke open on one side.
God.
I've been denied adequate months of toilet paper by the male guards.
Oh, here we are.
And as a result, I developed a crust. Around my duke, which I was unable to wash off because I had nothing to bathe with.
Oh, my.
I was not allowed to bathe for 2 weeks because the crust was so close to my open wound.
Oh, dear.
I developed a new infection which required antibiotics.
Sure. Donna.
I did not receive a blanket for an entire week.
That's not a pretty girl.
I did not receive a mattress for a week and a half and no clothing for 2 weeks. My doctor additionally threatened me by stating that if any time I was not fully cooperative, he would keep me in the status I was in indefinitely, legally and by policies. He could not do what he could not do what he was doing, but he did it anyway. Let me see. The sole criteria for placing an inmate in clinical observation status is whether or not that inmate is a danger to his or herself.
And how thick the crust is.
And not whether that inmate has an attitude problem and is not ass-kissing other prison staff.
I don't think Donna has an attitude problem.
To my doctor's satisfaction, I was described as less than cooperative for voicing my displeasure.
Well, it's all that expanding and contracting.
Yeah. To a male nurse for touching me and forcing me to go through his ministrations, being as that he is a male, and also because he had a doorway full of male guards looking right up my crotch. While I was in clinical observation status, officer, I won't mention his name, reportedly sexually harassed me, telling me I'd taken in the A.
Donna, is it all about you?
He bet I took a lot of stuff in my A, that I was an effing dumb C word.
Wow.
That I was an effing fruitcake. That I would never look good in a dress. He reportedly called me Mr. and Sir.
Yeah, now that is, Rob, that is the meanest thing, that he would never look good in a dress. That is really nasty.
Unnecessary.
Especially while you're infected.
He called me Mr. and Sir to hurt, not to greet.
Trust me.
Staff on the unit were instructed by supervisors not to do this, but they did it anyway.
Hey, sir.
On one occasion when I went to see a nurse, which was again compulsory, I was led there by some guards. One of the guards was an officer. He held my arm so tight he bruised my muscle.
Ooh.
He was deliberately trying to hurt me. When we got to the nurse's station, he started right into my crotch and back to my face with a look of utter hate. This officer had once told me I need to...
Donna is upset.
Amazingly, these idiots documented all of the stuff they did to us, as well as doing it in front of numerous witnesses.
Us? What, is she hearing voices now?
Cha-ching. They're going to pay for what they did to me. I've already filed a John Doe criminal proceeding against them and currently waiting to be examined by a judge. These people cannot be allowed to get away with this kind of stuff. I need your help and the help of your listeners to get on the phone of the computer and contact the attached politicians and the Wisconsin Department of Correction Administrators to find out what the F is going on in prison. What was done to me as classifiable as torture by any civilized measure. I was deprived of sleep. That is torture. I went through 2 weeks of narcotic pain medication in 4 days because I was in such pain. That came with me from the hospital, presumably because they knew the prison would not provide me with the proper pain medication. And in fact, when the stuff from the hospital ran out, the prison gave me ibuprofen, which did nothing to rid my headaches and the pain and the stress. Did nothing to relieve the pain of my infected scrot.
Oh, dear Donna.
Donna!
I was finally released from the segregation unit and now in general population. Do you think the prison staff have learned anything from this?
I do.
Nothing.
Oh.
I was moved to a general population unit. A supervisor approved both my showering after 9 p.m. when there were no other inmates around, and they allowed me to wear a tank top. Under white t-shirts so my breasts would not show through.
Oh, nice. Yeah, well, she's a modest girl.
The captain and the lieutenant learned of this and decided this constituted special privileges and would cease immediately.
Oh. Take that tank top off.
They informed me of this by coming to my unit, ordering me into a closet area and sandwiching me between them. They are very big and aggressive men. They scared me. Their determination on the matter was approved by the security director, who stated I had no documented need, clinically or medically, to shower separately with other inmates. In fact, there's plenty of documentation on file, and I took my shower separate from other inmates and all the other institutions I was in.
Yeah.
In Green Bay, I was issued a shower pass so I could go to the treatment center and shower behind a locked door.
I bet she's got pretty shower shoes.
Oh. Apparently, the staff of this jail like nothing better than to have someone come into the shower and look at me while I'm showering.
Oh, now, come on, Donna, you're being a little paranoid here.
Yeah.
I am so stressed out, I've been wetting my bed.
Now, there's no reason for that.
And bad for the crust.
Well, the swelling and contracting.
I feel fairly safe on other visible parts of the unit, but I do not feel safe under any circumstances when there are males around and I'm in the shower.
I get confused when Donna uses all this talk about unit. You know, I know she lives on a unit, but she's talking about her unit, too.
It's clear to me that the male staff here will not be happy until I've suffered a permanent schism to my personality from the nonstop abuse they're putting me through, as well as my other transsexual prisoner friends.
Fast track to a nervous breakdown.
This is blatant sexual harassment.
Here, here.
An officer who works on my unit decided to take my shorts and sweatpants away. They were too tight.
Not her pen, though.
It's not a coincidence that the captain approved of what the officer did. The shorts and sweatpants are so tight, they were attracting the attention of other inmates.
Oh, there you go. Everybody's looking at me.
And he stated I was walking with exaggerated hip movement.
Well, there's nothing wrong if you got it flaunted.
I walk like a female, obviously.
Sure.
There's nothing exaggerated about how I walk. I walk the same all the time.
Chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom.
I've had both the shorts and sweatpants for years at two other prisons.
Mm-hmm.
And at a time when I weighed more on the bottom and the hips. They were never deemed too tight.
Yeah, well, I may have lost weight, probably.
This is another example of the male prison staff sexually harassing me and forcing me to be a man.
Those are bastards.
I attract attention, period.
Yeah. Yeah.
What I'm wearing has nothing to do with it.
That's right.
She can't help that she's pretty. I need your help, guys. and the help of your listeners. Please help me and other transsexuals and ask your listeners to call the attached politicians. Uh-huh. And ask them what the hell's going on.
You got the highest ranking politician there?
My next letter will contain the worst information of all.
Oh, no.
Wow.
To be continued, Donna Dawn.
Donna Dawn, preoperative transsexual, going through a very tough situation.
That's right.
No, but still managing to have a pretty walk.
No shorts, no tank top.
She's had a rough time of it.
Just crust.
All the men want Donna Dawn. Everybody looks at her. The guards, the inmates, everybody looks at her when she showers. Mm-hmm.
Even if she showers alone.
That's correct.
Are you ready?
Is this the fifth letter?
This is.
Are we going to get closure here?
You are.
Oh, wow. Let's listen.
Dramatic. Dated 3 days later.
Very good.
Wow.
Dear Don and Mike.
Oh.
Hello.
She's mellowed.
Letter number 5. I have been repeatedly told that the medical and security staff are going to allow me to remain in my cell and develop sepsis and gangrene and die before they would meet my transgender needs. I have other options. I have followed through on those other options.
Uh-oh.
My main concerns were that I be allowed to wear female attire, that I be strip-searched only by female staff, and that a female prison guard be present any time I have to leave the prison for any kind of transfer. I want to be a woman. I want to be a woman.
Mm-hmm.
I will be a woman. I am a woman.
This is, you know, this has suddenly gotten incredibly dramatic.
How I did it.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. It's done? Oh, now I'm getting scared.
Yeah.
Jesus, what happened? Is it the dental floss again?
No.
Thank God.
I played nice for 3 weeks. And wore flip-flops. Finally, they allowed me my sneakers back.
I played nice.
My pink sneakers.
I took the shoelaces.
Oh, no!
I tied my...
Yep.
Yeah.
Package.
Beanbag.
Yeah.
In a very tight knot. Stretched...
Oh, God.
Stretched the shoelaces. Approximately 4 feet across the wall.
You always manage to do this in the prime lunch hour.
Tied the other end against the locked door of my cell.
Ah!
I then stood in front of my cell room door and, pushing myself off with my legs, in essence, bungee jumped.
Oh.
Ah!
Jesus.
Ripping open.
Oh, God almighty. Oh.
Ripping open my...
Okay, yeah, I know what.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
And leaving a horrible, vile-smelling mess.
Oh, God.
On the floor.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
dear.
I laid on the ground, happy for the first time in years.
Oh, my God.
Knowing that if I was going to die, I was going to die as a woman.
Wow.
I lay on the ground in my cell for nearly 3 hours until I am guessing, alerted by the smell.
Oh.
Oh.
One of the Nazi guards opened the door. Upon seeing what I had done, they transported me to a hospital where I finally received my surgery.
Oh, my God.
Wow. If I am able. Okay, now that he goes through stuff. I know the censors are going to dump out on.
And I want a picture with the next letter. Because I will tell you, for the first time in the incredible saga of Donna Dawn, just a little bit of my crap detector went off.
Mm-hmm.
Just a tiny little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Rob, you too on that one?
Just for a second,
because it's just...
Mike.
The foul smelling.
I mean, look, I mean...
Yeah, I think maybe like an incredibly gifted writer here.
I just can't fathom anyone doing it.
I don't see that happening.
I just want to tell you that also the guy has put in real names...
Yeah, right.
Of real... prison people who right. wants us to announce on the radio and like.
Love to talk to some of those guards.
I think it's a real prisoner, but I.
Yeah, I do too.
At the very end there, I started to wonder if maybe this was all made.
It just sounded. I mean. Can you imagine that?
So fantastic.
Could anybody do that to themselves?
The horrible, vile-smelling pus.
Oh, God. See, that's the thing.
That
in
surrounded
the,
me.
Yeah.
Was healing.
And I don't see me.
You could lay there for 3 hours without bleeding to death.
I knew that I was either going to die or get my wish.
Yeah. This is the weirdest stuff we have ever received.
Yeah.
I'm out of prison. I'm in the hospital. I am halfway to my goal of becoming a woman.
Oh, so it's not done yet?
No.
But it sounds like it. Is she going back to prison after her procedure?
I would think so.
When you get through all the pus and stuff.
Let me see. Before I left for the hospital, there was a prison guard made comments towards me like, hey, did you pull your nuts off yet?
Wow.
Let me see. The
lots
Nazis,
of detail about the pulling off.
Yeah, the prison guard's name is. He came in and videotaped my cell as I lay there, as they take me out of the cell. The showing of this videotape, with its degrading commentary by the officer, is evidence of my treatment and evidence of what I have been forced to do.
Jesus.
All of the abuses in this correspondence exist because. Secretary, I'm going to not name the guy's name, Department of Corrections Commander-in-Chief. Back in October 2001, he assured the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and the public that the abuses within the Wisconsin Department of Corrections would be corrected, especially with respect to medical care of prisoners. His statements have only been so much lip service and rhetoric. I have been forced to take issues into my own hands.
I guess so.
I have written to the secretary numerous times. There is a copy of the videotape. Have your listeners in Wisconsin contact the Department of Corrections. Get the videotape. Get the prisoner statements. Get the Nazis to tell you the truth. I have been told by various staff members that the Wisconsin Department of Corrections is corrupt from the top to the bottom, and even female prison staff members are frequently abused, and that is covered up as well. I will write to you again.
I hope so.
I will write to you again when I am returned to the prison from the hospital.
Wow.
They tell me I will be in the hospital up to 29 days.
Well, I guarantee we're going to get more correspondence now that you've read these on the air.
To be continued.
Wow. That's the saga of Donna Dawn. I mean, draw your own conclusions. What the hell is going on there? Pretty interesting stuff.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. And if true, inconceivable. Can you imagine shoelaces? Jesus.
Anybody up for spaghetti?
Oh, my God.
All right.
A lot of sauce.
You know, I don't know. There's many, many questions that people have.
Millions of them.
And I don't have the answers. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, man, you guys are making me sick.
I'm simply reading you the jail mail that we received, sir.
Oh, wow. It's an honor to talk to you guys, but under these circumstances, you all are making me sick.
Sorry.
She's just a lady, sir.
Yeah.
She's a lady. Whoa, 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 she's a lady. I mean, I myself have many questions,
such as, I'd love to find out, you know, I'd really like to know what the deal is here.
I bet someone from Wisconsin... Well, finally, we'll get to us now that we've read all of this.
Yeah. If true, I mean, let's take it that all this has happened. I think even with that said, you'd be dealing with a bit of exaggeration. It sounds like everybody's looking at me, everybody's doing this to me. I would love to talk
to
Donna Dawn.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Hi.
Well, if anybody's ever pulled a fingernail out, they know how much that hurts.
Yeah.
Yes.
So imagine what it's like to pull this out or off.
Yeah.
And be able to write about it in 3 days.
Yeah.
Although, I'll say this, that the letters are sent on...
It looks so authentic.
They do.
Typewritten letters.
I don't doubt for a second that they're legitimate prison, letters.
Right.
I'm just wondering whether... you know, so much weird stuff goes on in jail, and I think a lot of these people write stuff, and, you know, maybe somebody's having a good time writing this stuff.
When we get our jail mail, a lot of times it says this has been pre-read or whatever. Was there that stamp?
Yes.
Well, they wouldn't let it go out if it was fake, would they? I mean, that's pretty damaging stuff.
Don and Mike Show, hello.
How you doing?
Hey, we're doing great, thanks.
Just wanted to comment on the letter.
Yeah.
Right? I was an inmate in county jail and also state prison here in New Jersey.
In New Jersey, okay.
And a lot of what that guy was saying, it does happen.
Yeah. All right, so you were in the joint, and do you think that's that this story is legit?
Correct.
All right, good. All right, good. I like that.
Yeah. Thank you.
I mean, I like that.
When I was in county.
All right, when you were in county.
Okay, in Freehold, my foot swelled up, and I had requested numerous times to see a doctor, and they refused me medical attention until I got my attorney involved. My attorney threatened to file suit, and then they said, well, we better get this guy taken care of.
Wow.
And so, you know, a lot of things that go on in prison you don't hear about.
You sound like a tough guy. Do you mind me asking what you were in for?
Well, I'd rather not say.
Uh-oh. Okay, gotcha. See ya.
Okay.
Right. Bye-bye.
Friend of Oz.
Goodbye.
Friend of Oz.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hi, I have a question.
Yeah, ma'am.
Now, even if that's what he wanted to do with the shoelaces and this and that, the guards only came when they were alerted to the smell. He didn't scream.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, earlier...
Incredible. I mean, even if that's what he wanted to do, it would be painful enough, I'd assume.
Did you hear the letters that we read a couple of days ago?
Yeah.
Okay. In those letters, he's doing stuff... he was trying to castrate himself with an infected...
you have to have an incredible tolerance for pain, almost to the point of passing out, I would think.
Yeah. Right. I don't know.
I think it's BS.
It's interesting.
If it's BS, it's the best BS I've read.
Well, you know, if it's BS, what it is fantastic creative writing. But I, you know, it's hard to tell. It's so well done. That's why we all have these questions.
The point is that even if we're being BS, we're being BS by some guy who's in jail.
Right.
Because
some guy who's fixated on his beanbag.
Right.
and giving cute. You a lot of entertainment, isn't it, man?
In one of these letters...
I like that laugh.
In one of these letters has his real name and an inmate number.
Yeah.
You know, that would be the easiest way to truly... Oh, I got a last name right here. I mean, I'm not going to say it on the air, but as you can see, there's the last name.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I would think it would be relatively simple.
You know, I'd like to hear from also a prison guard. You know, find out what they think of this.
Mm-hmm. Call and find out. The guy's been in jail in Green Bay, in Madison, in Milwaukee.
You know what? I'll tell you. The letters, the passion of the letters about, you know, I'm being wronged. I want this. That's what is selling me on this.
Yeah. Let me see. Hello. Not on my show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, I don't think this letter is legit.
Why?
Well, letter 5 was written 3 days after letter 4.
Yeah, approximately.
Right, so if this guy or girl was good for 3 weeks to get their sneakers back in letter number 5...
Don, you would have to go through those letters with such a fine-tooth comb to sleuth this out, but I see what this guy is saying. He's dealing with timetable issues that might contradict what the guy is saying.
I don't think so, because I think letter 4 and letter 5 were both written after the fact, because remember, he
they
teased...
Are. Yes, letter 4 and letter 5 arrived together.
Which lends the...
In one envelope.
Which lends truth to the fact that it might be a narrative. Though.
And remember, though, in letter number 4...
Why would he waste the time? Why didn't we just say in letter 4 that he did that?
No,
why would he have to lead up to it?
Letter number 4 says, my next letter will contain the worst information of all. And as I read letter number 4...
He's just telling his life story in little increments is what he's doing.
Mm-hmm. And as I got done reading letter number 4, and letter number 5 was the next letter in this envelope... I thought what I told you guys. Well, either the guy's going to kill himself,
or
he's going to do something to himself, or they're going to give him his operation.
But it sounds to me, I guess, like all of these letters were written after all this stuff happened.
Is that right?
No.
I wanna go.
They came in letter number 1 came separately.
All right.
Letter number 2 and 3 came together. Letter number 4 and 5 came together.
It's very cool, though. I mean, I've got it, you know? I'd love to follow this stuff through. And
I think we should have brought this to the HBO people.
Andy, Don, and Mike?
Yeah, hi.
The letters, were they, the mail that they came in, does it say on the back of the letter that this material is from a correctional institute?
Yes, I showed that envelope to the guys yesterday.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, listen, if I need to castrate myself, I figured out a great way to do it.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And the letters kept coming.
even though they weren't read on the air until now.
We got a break. Hello, Dave. Dave in Seattle. Hi, Dave.
Hey, Don Mike.
Hi.
Hey, I was just thinking, after all, we shouldn't hate her so much because she's just people.
Just people. Just people. Oh, hello. Mark. Mark, D.C., hi.
Mike.
Hi.
Please, stop talking about this. I'm walking around like Lancelot Lake. Please.
All right, hold on. Here's a guy from Wisconsin. Hey, Robbie, I know we're running late. Just let me get this one call in. Mike from Wisconsin. Hello.
Don and Mike, good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir. Where are you calling from in Wisconsin?
I'm calling from Watertown. We're kind of out in the middle in between the Madison, Milwaukee area.
So, you listen, 100X, is that your station?
Yeah, that's our crappy little station out here, yeah.
Gotcha, okay.
You mentioned that it was, he was in the Dodge County facility also, or no?
He wrote that he was in Green Bay, Milwaukee, and I think,
Madison.
and Madison, yes. Mm-hmm.
Madison, I thought you guys said Dodge County facility, and I have a gentleman that's a longtime friend of mine that is a guard in the Dodge County facility, and he said that he doesn't know anything about that one at all. And I thought you mentioned Dodge County facility.
We might have in one of the previous letters. I don't know. All right.
I believe it was, and he said he didn't know anything about a name like that or anything, and he's been straight up with me a lot. I mean, obviously.
Well, I've not mentioned the guy's real name
right
on the air. I mean, I've only mentioned the name Donna Dawn.
Donna Dawn, and maybe, you know, that's what she likes to be called in the joint.
So, hello. Not on my show.
Well, she's not playing with her shoelaces.
Hello, or floss.
Oh,
hello.
Man.
Keith.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi, buddy.
How you doing? Buzz said it before. 3 hours laying on the ground. I don't know, man. I think she would have bled to death by then.
You know, maybe so. But let me just say also, playing devil's advocate, perhaps she, he, it wasn't on the ground for 3 hours. Perhaps she, he, it was
asked out,
was on the ground for 2 minutes.
Would have seemed like 3 hours.
Yeah, that's true.
Who knows?
That's a good point.
Who knows? I don't think that he, she, it's in there wearing a Tag Heuer looking at it going, oh, I've been on the ground for 3 hours.
You know the scene in Castaway where Tom Hanks takes care of his tooth?
Yeah, with the ice cream.
Right, just picture it down with a beanbag. It's a similar type of thing.
Yeah, but you would keep bleeding.
Yeah, now she would have bled to death. You're right.
She would have.
She would have.
She would not have been a happy lady.
Thank you. Hello, Scott, Spokane, Washington. Scott, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Guys, how's it going?
Okay.
Aside from the pain that's been inflicted on my gut right about now, there's no way that they'd give this guy a sharp object to write with.
They are. All of the letters are typewritten with a typewriter.
I don't think this guy would have access to anything, though.
You know, if he had a typewriter,
good,
he'd be putting his beanbag in like where the keys come hammering down.
Hunt and Peckman
had to type his balls away.
Yes, I don't know.
Hello. Return!
Kim, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, I can't believe Mike's crap detector isn't like swinging all the way to red.
No, you know, I'll tell you. I was going along, and then that one time where he describes the shoelaces, that's when the crap detector went off. You know, when you get stuff in prison, there is some unbelievably horrible stuff that goes on in prison. We've gotten other letters. I think that this letter, while I'm not completely convinced, it has a lot of questions, and I am not sure on any of it.
Well, I believe it's from prison. I believe the abuses, all that. But this guy did not pull off his thing.
I'm leaning towards agreeing with you. I'm leaning towards this is a
prisoner.
Would
have let that letter go through?
I think this is a prisoner that maybe was writing a story.
Listen, honey, I'm telling you, at least from this standpoint, unless this is the greatest hoax of all time.
Well, I don't even think it's a hoax if it's...
The letter was, had the stamp on it, has the stamp on the envelopes, everyone from the jail saying that this letter is coming from jail, and they screen all the jail mail.
I think the one...
No, and that's what I'm saying. They screen the jail mail. If this guy really did this, I'm sure that the prison guards and powers that be don't want that information.
I think what you're dealing with here is probably... Well, one thing that's been consistent with all of our jail mail, most of it at least, there's always a little something that's a little story.
But would you also think if it wasn't true, they wouldn't want it to go out either?
I don't think they give a rat's ass. Yeah, I really don't think they care.
Just looking for powders or files.
Yeah, they're just looking for contraband. Absolutely.
Hello.
Or, you know, hey, break me out on such and such a date. That's what they look at it for.
Right.
And if this guy sends a lot of this stuff out, they're probably looking at it going, oh, there he is. There's Kukula Wukula.
Hello, Tim.
Fagan.
Tim in Iowa. Tim.
Yeah, hi. I'm a correction officer. And the federal law states for mal, we can't view it. The only thing we can look for is any size of attempts to escape. So he can send out really whatever he wants to.
Okay. True or false. All right. Gotcha. Thank you, my friend. We got a break. Who knows? Maybe we'll hear from Delta Dawn again.
I sure hope so, because, you know, I don't care whether it's true or not. I'm enjoying these leathers.
It's sort of like a modern-day Mark Twain.
Absolutely.
There she is. Well, enjoy your lunch, everybody. Yeah. We got a break, we'll be talking sex. Regular man-on-woman intercourse.
Good sex, right? This is going to be kind of...
Nothing involving shoelaces or dental floss.
Good.
When we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I miss you. Yeah, you should. You never come see me.
I've been busy.
Everybody's busy. And don't lie to me. I know your father forbids your coming down here.
He doesn't. Honest. He just doesn't want us to talk about you in the house.
Well, you can go shit in his hat. Oh, I shouldn't use that kind of talk. Don't let me ever catch you talking that way.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK, 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW, 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
No, we try.
Rich, oh, yeah. With the good taste of cancer.
Oh, dear.
The Don and Mike Show.
All right, wheeling the guest here. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
This is Harry. Henry Netter.
Not again.
Need that age. The Purple Star. The BFDs, the BFDs, and the Purple Star.
Okay, goodbye.
Always nice to have a caller like that when we're going to have a PhD in here.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
How are you?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Ralph.
Hi, Ralph.
Hey, I was wondering if the meeting with HBO this morning had anything to do with the letters. Like they were going to make a documentary or something.
No, although now that they've heard it, goddamn, that'd be a great plot twist on Oz.
Yeah
absolutely. We'll star in the Donna Dawn story.
All right. We'll see you, buddy.
Yeah. All right.
Arliss. Goodbye. Thank you, my
friend. A lot of Arliss. Arliss tries to castrate himself.
It's time for our sex music because...
Nothing quite like sex talk. We love talking about sex.
We're talking about man-on-woman sex right now. Woman-on-man sex. Dr. Leah Schwartz is here with us. Hello, Doc.
Hey, hello. Good afternoon. Afternoon nookie.
The book. We love our sex experts. The book is The 1 Hour Orgasm, the revised third edition, How to Learn the Amazing Venus Butterfly Technique.
And it was featured on HBO on Real Sex and the Best of Real Sex.
Are you the inventor of the Venus Butterfly?
No, actually, Moore University is the inventor of it.
Okay.
We took the courses, and they were so great, they allowed us to write the book.
Very good.
Keep in mind that we got to play by certain rules.
Okay.
And that we can't be certainly as explicit as the stuff you've written in your book and... love the pictures, incidentally.
Oh, thank you.
I love the fact that they're not diagrams, that they're actual pictures.
And they're explicit, aren't they?
Very much so. Well, I mean, I think when you're talking about, you know, things like the Venus butterfly, you have to be explicit. You have to really, show people.
You got to exactly show them where, when, and how.
Now, some of the stuff.
What's the deal with this guy, though? He looks like he's in a coma.
Oh,
what is the? He's like looking off. Is he looking at a? Is he's like a trained dog that he's waiting for instructions?
That's just a still picture.
Okay, no problem.
I mean, he actually had a lot of movement going on there when we were filming it.
Very good.
Now you have sexercises in here also.
Yes,
for men. And for women.
Oh, yes.
For women, it's so funny reading these exercises in the book. Start exploring by slowly stroking the lower part of your stomach. And then, as if you were slowly drawing a big circle, let your hand slowly guide down the top part of your thigh, crossing over just underneath the genital area and back up to your stomach.
Oh, I love the way you did that.
Slowly make the circle smaller and smaller until you begin to barely feel your hair.
Wow.
Stroke the hair.
Oh, dear.
Next, using your mirror to see the area, gently apply Vaseline.
Vaseline.
Tell you, the thing about Vaseline is in the research, it's what spreads sensation better than anything. And, of course, you don't use it on the inside, only on the outside.
So you would say, as far as on the list of possible lubricants out there, Vaseline would be your number one?
That is, for spreading sensation, absolutely. Now, when they first told me that...
Guess who's going to the drugstore after the show?
Wayne Reed, here I come.
Absolutely.
Rub.
Absolutely.
So gently rub. Feel inside the opening. Make sure you have plenty of your fingers with one or two fingers.
With the tips of your forefinger and middle finger. Being careful not to scratch him with your nails. Stroke this area.
Press against the wall with pressure. Start with light pressure at first and find out how much pressure you can apply without feeling pain. Try pushing at 6 o'clock. That's towards the floor. Then the 3 o'clock area. And at 9 o'clock. Last, push and rub against the upper part or 12 o'clock. And feel for a rough round spot about the size of a nickel.
Bingo.
Wow.
Wow, I don't know, man.
This book is wall to wall.
I felt some half dollars there.
This is wall to wall information right here.
So, now, do you have, is there equally, do you have the, these,
yes, for the men too.
Exercises for men as well?
Yeah, absolutely. Matter of fact, I was going to say something we could all do right now is take your right index finger, put it over the top of your left index finger.
All right.
And many times when we make love, the tendency is harder, harder, faster, faster, deeper, deeper. What I want you to do is just move the top finger as fast as you can over the bottom finger. Okay, you felt something, right?
Yeah.
Okay, now do the same thing. Not you, not a thing. That's okay. Now do the same thing.
I have no sensation in my hands.
Oh, we're going to teach you how to have sensation.
Okay.
But go really slow. Yeah. As slow as you can.
Yeah, nothing.
And you will see how much more there is to feel, because for the most part, we only feel 10%. There's 90 more percent to feel.
Doctor, look at these hands. These are the hands of a longshoreman. These hands.
Oh, those are the hands of a ballerina dancer.
These are the hands of a man who has worked the fields.
But please. If I had those hands, I could make them feel.
Oh, really?
Oh,
thank
yes.
you. Thank you very much. Wonderful. Yes, they are pretty, aren't they?
They're
pianist's hands.
About your book, The 1 Hour. Oh. Here's a question I have for you.
Okay.
Is the book basically, and I'm going to take it from the guy's perspective, is the crux of the book, slow down, guys?
That's some of it.
Okay.
And however, there's a lot more than that, too.
Let me tell you something about this gentleman over here. He hates that slow down part.
I know, a lot of guys do.
This is the charging bull right here.
I hate that.
However, when done in a way, you got to get with a woman that can teach you how to slow it down in such a way that will blow your head off.
Well, let me tell you something, doctor. Unlike my esteemed colleague here,
yes.
I prefer to take as much time as possible during lovemaking.
Oh, yeah.
I will go 4 days. There you go.
I love it. Well, no, you're saying it's okay. I mean, guys,
he's lying.
No, it's true. I will take as much time as possible, and I do it when I'm alone.
That was your medication.
Yes, that's right.
That was when you were on the Paxil.
I'm off of that stuff, boy.
See, I tell you, the problem with the guys, when you go so fast like that, it's like you're already at the stadium.
Yeah.
And she hasn't even gotten to the showers yet.
Yeah,
or
tough.
No, it's the other way around.
Tough.
You see? She's got to get hers, too, which will make it that much better for you.
Listen.
I tried to tell him that.
No. Mike, shut up. You're not helping. Here's the thing. Really, and now, I think I'm the model for this. I've been married over 20 years to the same woman.
Okay.
We love having
Congratulations.
Sex. All the time. We have sex constantly.
Uh-huh.
Bang her like a drum. I swear to God. I love her. I love her more than anything.
That's how come you've been with her 20 years.
However, when we have sex, here's how it goes. Are you ready?
Honey, I'm home.
You ready?
How?
All she has to do, I have such little control. All she has to do is take
off. That bullet sound effect? Because that's what, honey, I'm home.
All she has to do is take off her clothes, and I'm ready.
What a great compliment that is.
And I have no control.
That's okay.
Now, for Valentine's Day, she wanted, I did something special for her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she cleaned herself up, and I, she soaked. She won't let me do anything to her unless she feels comfortable.
Well, good.
In which, I think a lot of women are like that. They want to be extra clean down there.
You can all do that.
I hate the censors. You can't say anything specific.
On occasion, I'll do that. I'll, you know, after she's being come out of the bathtub, I'll take care of her first. But really, Chris, it takes so long.
That's because she's pleasure oriented.
It takes so long.
She enjoys each and every stroke.
So do I.
I know. It's just
so do I, honey.
Hurry up and get there.
Can I,
so much more.
Can I jump in here for a second? I have a question.
Oh, good.
Is there anything in this book about somebody that's alone?
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's what Chapter 7 is about.
Because, unfortunately, I'm having some marital strife right now. So, you know, I just... so there's something for the,
yes,
the person that might be between relationships?
Definitely.
Very good.
You learn more about you, and then you can teach your new person that you get with.
Very good.
More things she can do to really make you feel better.
That's delightful. Yes, Don?
I'm reading again in the book.
You're going to read something that's designed especially for the single, alone person?
Well, Mike... Make it want to be touched.
I'm not single, technically. I'm still married. Let me make that very clear. I believe things are, well, everyone knows what's going on.
Make it want to be touched.
Yeah. Done. Okay. Absolutely.
It's like an itch on your back. Make it want to be scratched.
Make a circle with the thumb and index finger of each of your hands. Encircle the...
I'm doing what he's saying right now, which is a little difficult, you know? I've got my business pants on.
You know, doing this, when discussing a woman doing this to a man, it's much harder to read this on the radio.
Yeah.
Let me just say, use a milking potion with your top hand. Apply more pressure. This gentle motion not only feels good to him, but draws blood into his thing.
Vaseline is not water soluble, so not even perspiration will wash it off. It also spreads and radiates pleasurable sensations. Vaseline seems to have a consistency that is preferable to other brands of petroleum jelly, even though it is made of basically the same ingredients. After your first Venus butterfly date, you can try other brands if you like to see which one you prefer. Is Vaseline paying you any money?
No, not at all.
You just like the product.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, here's something you write that I agree with.
Oh, good.
I endorse
Hallelujah.
This.
I'm so happy.
This is for the women out there. Listen to me carefully now.
Very good.
A man thinks of his thing as if it were a small and vulnerable version of him.
Yes.
If you are being sweet and considerate to his thing,
yes.
You are being sweet and considerate to him.
Yeah.
Yay!
Bravo.
And not only that, if you're being sweet to it, you can actually learn a technique to make it 1 or 3 inches more.
Real.
You can actually lengthen it. You can make yourself bigger.
Yes. Yes.
Or the woman can make the man bigger.
Yes. But however, as you guys probably know, size doesn't matter. What matters
sure
is what you do with what you have.
You know who says that? Guys with small things.
No. I'm telling you, size doesn't matter. When you do the research, got to remember we're the most sensitive part of the woman is. And I know you're telling. I didn't realize that I was censored on this show. Listening to you guys yesterday.
You're not censored. It's just you can't be explicit. You have to.
Would you agree that 5 years ago we could have probably had a much freer discussion than we can have today, which is kind of weird?
You can say things, but you must change the terminology.
So I have to say little woman in the boat. I'm not able to say
correct,
the
which
word.
Is exactly what we say.
And I've always been kind of fond of that too.
Yes.
The little woman in the boat.
We used for a while refer to it as the new the model of the Ford car known as the CLI
Taurus. Right.
And then if we say that again, they're going to dump out on that.
Right.
Because we can say it one time and that's all.
It's a lovely dance we do on this show.
So even me, a PhD, is not able to say it.
No.
Right. All right. Well, then you guys will hit me to what I can say.
Here's the deal. You could probably go on other shows and do that, but you can't do it on this show. Isn't that the way it works?
Or in this company.
Aren't we basically abused in that way?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. You know, it's so interesting. It's like being a chef and not being able to use the ingredients.
I understand. Exactly.
I want to say something else. Don't take this. Honestly, you couldn't take this as a compliment. We've had plenty of sexperts on the show, and really, for the most part, they're hags who I wouldn't have
sex. Yeah, the good doctor has a killer bod. I'd like to point that out to all our listeners. Like, you know, she's wearing this overcoat, but I'll tell you, we know there's something going on there.
I wouldn't have sex with them. I would rather, you know what I'm saying? I'd rather be by myself.
Right, exactly.
Than have sex with them.
One in particular comes to mind.
Uh-oh. You know? Which one, Laura or Nora?
Nora.
Nora Hayden.
But I'm sure in Nora's day, she was a handsome woman.
Yeah, back before the horseless carriage. You, however, are a fetching woman.
Yes.
Well, thank you so
absolutely.
Much. I'm honored given how many incredibly beautiful women you guys see.
Yeah.
No, check out the website.
It's very difficult to be Don and Mike when you have women throwing themselves at you all the time.
I can't even imagine.
It's very, very frustrating.
All right, so here you go. Here's questions for her eyes only. Yeah. This is, again, from the book, The 1 Hour O, and we're going to talk more explicitly with you about as much as we can about the Venus butterfly.
And, you know, we have the videos, too, for his eyes only and for her eyes only.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Baby, real-life people?
Oh, real-life people. Real-life couples.
Huh. Having sex?
Yeah. Doing the Venus butterfly, and, yes, the intercourse positions. Oops.
Oh, that's what you say, intercourse.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. All right.
Really, Johnny Perb. Is there a money shot?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Wait a minute.
You know what a money shot is?
Oh, well, now see, we can educate you.
No, you will, because the slang terms I get lost with sometimes.
It's a porno term for reaching the moment of,
with
a fellow.
No?
We don't have that one.
You can't do that, right? Because you fall into a different category.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, okay.
Exactly. Then it's not sex education.
You know, are we really free in this country?
No.
I don't think so.
No. Something called the First Amendment.
There you go. Absolutely.
All right, now here, Rob, here you go.
Yes?
Real quickly, as fast as you can. This is a question for his eyes only.
Uh-huh.
So answer me, reel me this, let me take this quiz, and you tell me how I'm doing sexually.
All right.
With
all
my
right.
wife.
Number one, compared to the beginning of your relationship, the frequency of lovemaking has A, increased, B, stayed the same, C, decreased somewhat, D, decreased a lot, E, disappeared.
Increased.
Okay. Compared to the beginning of your relationship, the quality of lovemaking has gotten better, stayed the same.
Better.
Okay. As far as you know, she has an orgasm every time, most of the time, 50% of the time, seldom or never.
Seldom.
Number four, you are sexually satisfied when you make love to her every time, most of the time, seldom, or never.
Every time.
I know that's true.
You have a problem getting turned on or maintaining turgidity most of the time?
Never.
Never. That's D. You feel that you reach completion too quickly most of the time, often, occasionally, or never?
My opinion?
Yeah, your opinion.
My opinion,
no wrong answers here. Never.
He's pitching a perfect game, isn't
all
he?
Right.
Never.
You are Nolan Ryan.
Right.
Okay. You find that both of you are in the mood to make love all of the time, always at the same time, mostly at the same time, not usually at the same time, never at the same time.
Not usually at the same time.
You find that both of ye have the energy at the same time to make love always at the same time, mostly at the same time, not usually at the same time.
Not usually at the same time,
okay? Usually, when just one of you wants to make love, you make love, make plans to make love, you make an excuse, she makes an excuse, or you fight.
We fight.
Good. You use the excuse not enough time as a reason you don't make love more. I'm sorry. You use the excuse not enough time as a reason you don't make love more often. Never? Sometimes?
Never. Because, again, this is me answering. Never. Okay. I've always got 5 minutes for this.
She uses too tired as a reason not to make love. Never, sometimes, often, constantly.
What were my options there again?
I forgot.
Never, sometimes, often, constantly.
Sometimes.
Constantly.
Sometimes.
You use too tired as a reason not to make love. Never, sometimes, often, constantly.
I will say sometimes.
Mm. All right. She uses I don't feel like it or I'm not in the mood as a reason not to make love. Never, seldom, often, always.
Seldom.
You use I don't feel like it or I'm not in the mood as a reason not to make love. Never, seldom, often, or always.
Really, never.
The question is, what's your reason that you use? Whenever you do say you're not in the mood, what is the reason? That's what the question is.
When she's pissed me off. I mean, like, that's...
Well, ask the question again, Rob.
You use I don't feel like it or I'm not in the mood as a reason not to make love. So if you say that... You say it never, you say it seldomly, you say it often, or you say it always.
If she's willing, I do it.
Okay. Some of the following items may affect your relationship one way or the other. Number them as their importance to you from 1, being least important, or 10, most important.
Oh, brother. Now, on the fly, Doc, are you going to be able to have, like, an analysis of him when he's done with
this? What a quiz.
Yes.
All right, okay. Good.
Issue 1, making money.
Okay.
10 is the most important, 1 is the least important.
10.
Okay. Spending money.
10.
Saving money.
10.
Sex.
10.
Fun together.
8.
Fun apart.
7.
Work.
10.
Children.
10.
Television.
10.
Movies.
8.
Friends.
8.
Sports.
10.
Any others? There's a spot for other.
No.
Okay, very good.
You covered it.
Numbers for
cigars.
Cigars, 10.
Cigars.
Drinking. Cigars.
What
cigars.
Who drinks the scotch?
Neither one of us. I drink Irish whiskey.
Oh, goodness, I thought you said something yesterday about scotch.
Oh, no, that was Scott Farrell brought in a case of scotch.
And Scott Farrell, if you're keeping track at home, he drinks everything.
Oh, okay. My goodness, because I brought something for you guys.
You got to run through the real fast.
Okay, real fast. More. Is sex becoming boring for her? Yes, maybe a little, and no.
Maybe a little?
Maybe a little, sure. Is sex becoming boring for you? Yes, maybe a little, no.
Nope.
Are you interested in learning how to sexually satisfy her more? Yes, a little, no.
A little.
Okay, is she interested in becoming sexually satisfied more? Yes, a little, no.
Come
yes.
on.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is she interested in learning how to sexually satisfy you more? Yes, a little, no.
A little.
Are you interested in her learning how to sexually satisfy you more? Yes, a little, no.
Yes.
Yes. Would you like her to initiate lovemaking more often than
yes.
she presently? Okay.
All right.
Good, there's more. Compared to the beginning of your relationship, she focuses on what she disapproves about you or what you don't do less than in the beginning.
Oh, yeah,
not at all.
All right, Doctor, you've heard enough.
All right, what do you think, Doc?
I've heard enough.
What
you're,
do you think?
You get an A for honesty. That you get for being honest. Now, the other side of it is you're definitely performance-oriented. You're into the performance,
yeah.
And we got to work with that.
Why?
Because
why?
You know what it's like? I tell you what it's like. It's like going out to a restaurant, and you both go, and every time you get to eat and she doesn't, sooner or later she's going to find reasons not to go to that restaurant.
There you go. I couldn't agree with you more, Doctor.
Makes sense to me.
And that is what will happen.
Yep.
And not only that, at some point she's going to want her share, and you, what are we going to do?
The number you have dialed.
He's trying to call his wife right now.
Dial my home number. Just dial the hotline number.
I just want to say, even though I am probably not the best person to dole out advice right now, I'm with you, Doc, on everything.
Shut up.
Every little thing.
You know, you're...
Hey, give me a break here. I'm doing the best I can. Sure, I'm lying. I'm lying over here, okay?
I'm being gullible and believing you.
No, I'm not. I'm lying. I'm not the best person to give
the mere image.
And I find the more she enjoys the meal, the more I enjoy the meal.
Thank
no, that
you.
Is true.
Now, that really
you're gonna get...
is the number one answer for most men.
Yeah, you're going to get that from him every time.
Oh, that's right.
All right. Doc, here is my wife of almost 21 years, Frida. Hey, hi, honey. Sweetie?
Yeah?
Are you listening to this today? What are you doing?
I'm practicing piano.
I got a sexpert on the air.
Say, I know. Honey, I heard that.
Say hi to Leah Schwartz.
Hi, Leah.
Hi.
I was just taking a sex quiz.
Did you pass?
Well, she gave me an A for honesty.
Yeah, that's the story of my life. That's kind of sad.
All right, so tell my wife what you told
what
me.
What I said is he got an A for honesty because he did answer the questions in an honest way. However, I said he's performance-oriented, and what he needs to do is make your pleasure number one because he certainly has it down about his pleasure, but we've got to get him to make your pleasure number one so that he can get better and better for you.
I think in our marriage, his pleasure, not just sexually, but probably in all terms, is number one. I love him a lot, but, you know, he is kind of what we call selfish.
Yes, this is what they say about a lot of men.
Oh.
I know. And however,
you're killing me now.
And at least she's being honest, too.
Yeah.
So you've got open communication between the two of you, which is where it starts. Now, what I want to know, though, is if we could make it fun for you. Really make it fun and easy for you.
It's already fun and easy for me.
But make it even more fun and more easy.
Go with her on this more fun,
receptive?
Right?
Are you talking to him or to me?
I'm talking to him.
Yeah, but I know what you're going to say.
How could it be any easier than just leaving your socks on, taking off your pants, and you're ready?
I know, that's true. I totally agree with you there. However, what we're going to do is
no, she's saying that's what I do.
That's what you do. Oh, I thought that's what you said.
So how could it be any easier or more? more fun for him.
That's right. All it right. couldn't be easier now, or more fun for me.
Here, this is what we want to say, though. What we're going to do is make sure that your wife learns the Venus butterfly so that she can do it to you so that you can really see how incredible it feels, because when you see how good it feels, you're going to want to reciprocate and do it to her.
You'd be down with that, right, homie?
More often.
Wouldn't you be down with that, Don?
If she would try it, sure.
Uh-huh.
Will you try it?
Sure, my darling. You know, you kind of set the standard for our sex life.
You
I've suggested many things over the years.
But let me also say, though, that as I was telling the doctor, there's lots of things that I'm willing to do that a lot of times I go down there and I get to pull on my hair like, no, not today.
Oh, I have a question. This is something that we teach the guys to do, which you're probably already familiar with, begging. Say, just give me 2 minutes. Just 2 minutes is all I want you to give me, and at the end of 2 minutes, I'll stop. And I promise you what'll happen is she will not say stop.
Huh? Run that by
what the
again?
Doctor's saying is all you need is 2 minutes. You ask your wife to give you two minutes, and at the end of that 2 minutes, she'll want you.
It will continue.
Even if she's not in the mood, you ask her
That's
for 2 minutes.
Even if it's 10 o'clock in the morning.
I tell you what, there have been times when I was on the road, 18, 20-hour days, and when that offer was made to me, I said yes every time, and every time it always went on.
Wow.
There was no way to stop, because what we teach you is how to make one stroke have you feel breathless. When
wow.
you really learn how to touch in a way that we're talking about in the Venus Butterfly.
Selling copies of that book now, Doc. I'll tell you that right now.
How do you teach him how to do that without him saying how attractive you were?
Well, I know you've got to be absolutely beautiful.
My wife is a knockout.
I know she is.
She's beautiful.
I know it.
What
I know
my
it.
Question is, without having a beautiful woman demonstrate with him, how do you show him how to
do it? I told you, she takes her clothes off and I'm ready to do it.
That's
I mean, I'm ready to complete.
What's
well,
about
not
her,
That's the
though.
Question. Darling, we already know about you.
It's about her.
And what we're talking about, of course, is you're talking about intercourse. We're talking about the Venus Butterfly.
No, but you're going to teach him how to do that, right?
No, he's going to learn it from the book and the video.
It's in the book, and you know, there's a male version.
You're not going to teach me?
No, that was my concern.
No.
And, Freddie, you should know there's the female version, too.
You have the best relationship there is, and she's already taught you a great deal. The rest you can learn from the book and the video.
Now, I will say, from my husband's learning style, he's a guy you have to show him. He cannot book learn.
You got to do that with all the guys. That's why we made the video. Go figure, right? Because they're visual.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right, sweetie. I love you.
All right, my darling. I won't get my hopes up.
Oh, come on.
I know. I do love you, and I'm very comfortable with you.
No pressure.
Well, we're going to take it to the next level.
That would be
it. Hold on. Listen, you know, at least let me end on this positive note. Valentine's Day. Now, I realize it was a month ago, but Valentine's Day. Didn't I do the yeoman's job?
Yeah, you did admirable work, my darling.
Didn't I take care of you first?
Yes, you.
The yeoman's
job. You absolutely did a fine job.
Thank you.
I'm big dreaming like a stevedore outfit. big cable knit sweater. Whatever works.
You know, thank you so much for saying that, because I know if you said things like that more often, he'd do more things for you.
Yes, I would. Thank you.
Well,
thank you, doctor.
You have to understand the whole scenario. Okay. It's not the doing things for me. He would be happy to. But he chooses the time. He chooses the setting. He chooses the mood. And a lot of times, I'm not at my most romantic right after when I'm expecting the plumber in 15 minutes and it's 10 a.m.
Just give him two minutes.
I understand.
So, you know, the thing is, I've always got it. It's always, wait till tonight.
Give him 2 minutes. He'll give you the world.
And I had to beg on Valentine's Day to have some music.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah,
it's a distraction. I don't like music. It's a distraction.
And maybe I need the distraction.
You know, you may be my toughest case.
Thanks, honey.
and still on Valentine's Day, as sweet and as loving as he is, still with the white socks on, because he didn't know.
I got a foot issue.
He didn't know to clip his toenails in advance,
I got to agree with her, because the five senses and conceptual thought are really a turn-on for a woman.
Honey, you're never going to see my feet. I mean, I'm saying that to my wife, to you, to any woman. I don't have sex with my socks on.
I had the bath set
set up with the candles all around.
And what did I tell you? I said.
Even sandals would be better.
I said, yeah, and I wear sandals in the summer. I said, you know what? You got to give me warning. I'm not getting in the bathtub. Look at my feet.
Well, you know, it's Valentine's Day.
It's going to be a turnoff. You're going to have my big, ugly, fungusy toenails.
Oh, God.
Down by your hands. You know, you take a bath, you face her, and she faces
you. Hey, did you see the picture of the foot in the book?
No.
There is
right.
a picture of a foot, and I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah.
Somewhere in this book is a picture of a foot. There it is.
Yep.
There's the picture of the foot. Now why is the foot involved
See,
here?
This is what happens. Many times when we're reaching the big O, the tendency is that we constrict is what happens. And what we're talking about is expanding sensation.
Yeah.
And I know when we say it, it doesn't sound like the greatest visual. However, one of the ways, again, that you expand and get more intensity is you spread your toes and your fingers.
Mm. So when you're having sex, you spread your...
When you're starting to increase your sensation.
When you're about to
intensity.
Geese, spread out your toes and fingers.
Yes, well, that's where the expression comes from, that someone could curl your toes.
Hey, except we're talking about the opposite.
Right.
Because curling, again, as you know, is more like constricting versus we're talking about spreading.
Well, you know what?
Spreading.
If all else fails, I'm sure I might enjoy the video.
Oh, I'm so glad. Thank you.
By myself. Thank you.
Oh gosh, yes.
I love you. Wow.
All right, love you, too.
I'll see you.
Goodbye, Bill.
Bye-bye. Hey, trust me, she's happy.
Yeah. She sounds absolutely wonderful, and you're very, very, very blessed to have her.
Don,
I mean, I know you know that.
Don, yes, Mike.
If you get off the right spot for even one stroke, let her know that you want her to say so immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what you should ask her to do so that you are always pleasing her. Oh, that's, you know.
What happens is that if you're off for a moment, it's like a song. You know, if you miss one note,
I agree.
What's going to happen?
Amen.
The song in the same.
We got a break.
I'm singing a cappella right now.
We got a break. Hey, Lisa, are we set with the guy getting his lap dance at the hospital? Not yet? All right, well, then what we're going to do is we'll let... Dr. Leah, take some calls.
Okay, very good. Can you take some calls, Doc?
I would absolutely love to do that. Matter of fact, can we give the callers the videos? So call in with a question
and
give them
a video?
Yes,
absolutely, yeah.
Oh, also, I have an 800 number for those people who...
Go ahead, plug it. Well, what's your number?
1-800-851-2500, and the website is fixmysexlife.com.
Gotcha. Any chance you take that jacket off?
Yes!
There you go.
Wow. Bravo.
Wow.
Yeah, I told you.
Wow.
There you go.
What happened? The stripper's car broke down?
Oh, no. You know, the strippers are so unreliable.
Stripper's car. Why does this always happen on our show? Come here, Lisa.
Why do they need the money?
What's the update with George? There's a guy in the hospital who's having an asthma attack.
And they put him in the hospital. He's got real bad asthma, so they put him in the hospital for a week, and we were going to send him a lap dance.
What's
up? You know,
what
dance for him.
What's up?
Oh. The stripper's car broke down.
And?
Uh-oh. And it will be tomorrow.
It'll be tomorrow.
Well,
Chris, unreliable strippers.
You.
Unreliable strippers. All right. Thank you, Lisa.
That's okay.
All right.
Christ.
Jesus.
Christ. God, nothing goes right on this show.
Oh,
hello, Don and Mike.
I hope I'm going right on
this show. You're great. You're great. Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Dave, this is Dave. You calling me?
Yeah. I got a break. Dave, what can we do for you?
I was going to give you some advice on that thing. I was going to tell you to go along with your wife. Dig the music, you know what I mean? Give it to her. And if it's not stimulating enough, you know, drink a half a bottle of wine or something. And then I was going to tell your wife that, you know, put up with the fact that you're going to come to bed with them socks on. Let her accept that.
Hey, well, thanks, Dr. Phil. Jesus, dumbass.
Thank you. All right. Your calls for Dr. Leah, who has written the book, the 1 hour O.
Hey, Don, what you got to do is drink a half a bottle of wine. Then she'll let you come to bed with your socks on.
The Venus Butterfly Technique. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I believe in taking care of myself in a balanced diet and a rigorous exercise routine. In the morning, if my face is a little puffy, I'll put on an ice pack while doing my stomach crunches. Then I apply an Herb Mint facial mask, which I leave on for 10 minutes while I prepare the rest of my routine. I always use an aftershave lotion with little or no alcohol, because alcohol dries your face out and makes you look older.
then moisturizer, then an anti-aging eye balm, followed by final moisturizing protective lotion.
Me too.
They'll make your crotch drool. Don and Mike.
All right, here's the phone numbers. This is our national line, 877-365-3636. D.C. on WJFK, call 202-432-1067. We'll get you through in New York, 877-692-1027. A lot of our stations are wondering now, how come we don't have separate phone lines, like Seattle and Philadelphia,
right,
and Las Vegas? And the answer is that very soon, we're going to just get a massive phone bank so that we have one phone number.
Thank God.
For everybody.
That'll be terrific.
We're joined here by Dr. Leah Schwartz, who's the author of The 1 Hour O,
the revised third edition.
Ooh. The Amazing Venus Butterfly Technique. And the book is available, I guess, what, to Amazon.com?
Yes, in the bookstores. Yeah, absolutely. And through the 1-800 number, 851-2500, with the videos for His Eyes Only and for Her Eyes Only.
I'm telling you, unlike the other sexperts we've had on the show,
mm-hmm.
really, I mean this. And, you know, I'm a faithful, loving husband. I do you. In a heartbeat.
And lots of gifts, too. You know, there's nothing like... This ought to be the new rule for people to come on this show. Bearing gifts. She just gave me this wonderful robot, the remote-controlled robot that I'm going to take home to my kids. And she brought booze, and she brought something very special for you and your wife that I think she'd like to present with you.
You're going
to
like this.
Present you with, I should say.
Oh, here we go.
What is it? Well,
just
why don't you just
kinds
take a look at it,
fun. Some chocolate tattoos.
Chocolate tattoos.
You can eat them off your wife.
Yes.
I know you like rich, dark chocolate.
I do enjoy the chocolate. Oh, like a paintbrush.
Yes.
Okay.
You can paint your wife with chocolate.
Or I could paint myself.
Is there something else?
Yes, and we have more in this little package. That's a lot of fun. That's what we're talking about, trying new things, exploring, experimenting.
Hey, Rob, all right, I'll give this to you. It's Baby Boy Cigars.
All right.
Maybe
you got a boy.
Oh, yes.
And what's this?
Well, how about, I was going to say, there's three reasons to have the big O. One, they're not fattening. Two, they're legal.
Yeah.
And three, they're free.
And this is more stuff that you can enjoy with your partner, right?
Absolutely.
Here you go, Don.
More good stuff.
Hey. Enjoy yourself. Not yourself.
Well.
I didn't do that on purpose. We both reached.
Let's take a phone call.
Hope you enjoy it.
Thank you.
No use for me here.
Oh, no.
Listen, Mike. Buzz here. That's for you.
Oh, Mark. God bless you. Thank
let's,
you.
Let's take some calls, okay? All right.
Hey, where's the single gift? Nothing's bad.
Don't think we have anything for anybody who's single, Mike.
There you go.
Here we go.
Where's the home kit?
Don and Mike show. Hello, you're on with Dr. Leah. Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, you're on the air. Hi.
How you doing?
Okay.
I have a question for Dr. Leah.
Yes.
My wife is only wants sex when she's in a mood.
Okay.
It's never you know mutual.
Okay.
You're preaching to the choir.
Yeah, it's what I was saying before. One of the things that you can do is, as I said, you beg. You know, you say, "Let me just the 2 minute thing." We made that for New Yorkers. I don't know where you're at. Where are you calling from?
New York.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, do the two-minute thing, and I promise you just say to her, please, honey, just give me 2 minutes, because what will happen is when you learn to touch her the right way, it will get her in the mood.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So will you do that?
I'll try. I'll do my best.
Okay.
All right, my friend. I'm with you. Don't worry about it. We should form a support group. I'm with you.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, my friend. Hello.
I'm sorry, I'm playing with the chocolate lips.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
It's Laura.
Hi, Laura.
Hi, Laura.
Hi.
Hi, Laura.
I have a question for Leah.
Wrong Laura, Mike.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. I got excited for a second.
Sorry.
Okay.
Leah, do you have any advice to make my husband last longer?
Oh, sure. Well, here's the thing that we need to understand, which I know all the guys know, is being able to separate the difference in sensation. Now here we go again. I don't know if I can use these words or not.
Use the initials.
Use the initials. Yeah. Okay.
Why is it always make my husband last longer? Why can't it be make my wife go faster?
This is true also, but there's two questions in one here. Now,
go too fast.
Yeah, the reason why you want him to last longer is so that you can achieve the ultimate O also. Is that right?
Correct.
All right, so this is what I want you to do though. The Venus butterfly is going to teach you how to train his nervous system so it can last longer. And then once he learns how to do that to you, you're not going to be concerned about how long he lasts, because what you're going to want is the ultimate gratification. And the most effective way to gratify you really is with the Venus butterfly technique.
Great.
So I'm going to send you for his eyes only. Give that to him as a surprise.
Oh, I would love that.
All right. And then once he learns that technique, all you need to do is just lay back, relax, and enjoy the ride.
Sounds great to me.
Okay, hold on a second.
Thanks,
my
guys.
Money, you know what makes things last? Doc? Tupperware.
Okay.
There. There you go.
That Tupperware makes things last.
That's the right attitude.
Go to Paul.
If you burp it.
Hello, Paul.
Hey,
who is this?
Yeah, don't forget to burp your Tupperware. Right?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, Paul.
Hey, very big fan. How are you guys?
Thank you. We're doing great.
Hey, Doc, I just want to say it must be very interesting for you to be there talking about sex with two big fat pigs.
I tell you, these guys are great.
And Buzz,
yes, sir.
How hard do you really have to work on a crackhead? And Rob, your sister's easy enough.
Wow.
Thank you. You're very brave.
That's the hater calling, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, but a very brilliant hater to know of the sister that doesn't exist.
Yes, very good.
And I really need to put an acknowledgement in there, because if it wasn't for guys like you, there wouldn't be a forum for me to be able to talk about what I talk about. So thank
you
very, very much for that.
Let's go to John in Las Vegas, I think. John.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, I got a question for the doc there. How are you today?
I'm fine, John. How are you?
Good. When I am pleasuring my woman with oral treats.
Uh-huh.
Lucky lady.
Yeah?
She has a tendency to go for a really long time.
Uh-huh.
For the big O.
Okay.
Of course, they all do.
See that. We can shorten that down, because I get, like, lockjaw.
Oh, I understand. Yeah, of course.
Right.
Definitely the Venus butterfly, because what we're talking about is a manual technique.
Right.
And in the beginning, what men have to learn, at the university, they call them hammer hands in the beginning, because guys have the tendency to push too hard. So they got to lighten up some,
right,
a great deal, more than you even imagine. And once you learn how to do that, and you can feel what she's feeling, John, this is the secret. You will be able to have sensations that are so intense that when you're done with the session, she'll fall asleep for 20 minutes.
Cool. Wow. You mean like a guy?
Like a guy.
You mean you won't have to do the cuddle thing?
No. Actually, she will be
ready. Like a knockout pill.
She'll be ready for deep REM.
Like slipping her a Mickey.
You got to watch out the hammer hands. What do you do, Doc, if you've got these big mitts?
No, it's not the size of your hands.
Your ballerina
hands.
With
your fingers.
Your tiny hands. Your childlike hands.
John,
dove-like.
You are receptive to learn something new.
All right, let's go to, I don't know. I don't know who's calling. We got a million calls here. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How you doing? I have a question for the doc.
Yeah.
Yeah, doctor, I've been married for quite a long time. However, when I married my wife, she was a beautiful, beautiful young lady. Now she blew up like the Goodyear blimp.
Oh, dear.
I don't think the Venus butterfly is going to help me, but can...
No, it definitely will. Matter of fact, it doesn't matter what your size is. That's
maybe
what's
the
so
Venus.
Great about
no,
her.
But I don't want to roll around with,
You're not going to have to roll around with her.
Do you have a Venus sparrow or maybe a Venus eagle?
What you're going to get to do is play with the part that you consider the most beautiful anyhow.
Wow. Well, I don't know.
That's myself?
Let the guy yell.
Wow. You know, I tell you, real love is truly accepting someone for the way they
absolutely
are.
Absolutely.
You know that. There
Christ.
Was one time in my life when I got up to 200 pounds and my husband absolutely loved me no matter which way I was.
There you go.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Very sweet.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Yeah, go ahead. You're on the air.
I see you solved
yeah,
that.
I
see you solved that problem,
to be a little bit more spontaneous.
What? How do you
I want my girl to be a little bit more spontaneous.
Don't we all?
Yeah.
Well, not only that, but she has like all this list of everything that has to be done. Nobody can be home. The door has to be locked. The blinds have to be shut. All this stuff.
Preaching to the choir.
So you want her to initiate more.
Exactly.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you a way you can teach her to initiate more. One of the things that you can do is do something to her that she's going to want to give it back
no,
to
Rob.
You. Let me
Rob,
get this
no.
said right.
Not that, Rob.
Sometimes.
Rob was kissing his fist again.
Yeah, right. Sometimes.
And the thing to understand.
How about some sex?
What has happened? How many does she ever initiate?
Very rarely. Very
did she
rarely.
Initiate in the beginning?
Yes.
And when she stopped initiating, was there something you said or did?
No.
Nothing? You're sure?
I'm positive.
I believe this man. Let me just say, doctor, I believe him.
So how does he fix it, doc?
All right. So what we're going to do is we're going to send him for her eyes only so she can learn some new things because she may not think she knows anything new to do to make it fun. Okay. So she's going to learn because on the videos there are 27 new positions. And I promise you, when she sees the positions that are especially fun for her, she's going to want to initiate them and do them with you.
All right. Thank you. Hold on a second. Oh, you're giving away stuff. That's you're selling stuff. You're giving stuff away. Let's take one more. Let's go to, I don't know. You know. I can't see which line is which. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike. Big fan. My name is Joe.
Hi, Joe. You're on the air.
Hey, how are you guys?
Okay.
I got an issue with my wife. I love her very much. But the problem with her is that we're always tired. You know, she's always tired. I always offer, you know, everything. The down below, the works. Anything she wants, I'll do.
Right.
Below.
Yeah, sometimes, we know, sometimes the choice between sleep and sex, sleep wins out, right?
Sure.
Yeah, I know. I understand that completely. Let me tell you something, though. She may be using the excuse that she's tired, and it may just be that it's really not that good for her. I don't want to hurt guys' feelings. However, someone's got to tell you guys the truth. For many people, what they experience when they have a big O is what we call a genital sneeze. What I'm going to do is teach you how to make it so good for her that she's going to look forward to it, because the greatest aphrodisiac is anticipation.
You know, listen, this is, thank you for the call. This is where I lose it. This is where I lose it.
Uh-oh.
This is where I always lose it in these discussions. Jesus Christ. It ain't that tough for me. You know what I'm saying?
I agree. Ain't that tough for me. It was.
Ain't that tough for me.
It ain't anymore.
Wow. Ain't that tough for me.
That's why I urge all of our listeners, give it some serious thought before you let them put you on antidepressant medication.
Yes. Right.
Thank you.
Ain't that tough. You know, and I've heard all the crap. Men are like microwaves and women are like crock pots.
Well, that's bull. That's bull. A woman can be ready just as fast as a man.
You know what I like about this book, seriously?
Are you ready right now?
I could be. Absolutely.
Well, at least, of course, always ready, but only if he's black.
You know what I like about this book? So, seriously, there are the hands-on like techniques of what to do, where to put your hands, where to do everything.
Right.
And I'm doing it right now.
Wow.
And it is wonderful.
That explains my genital sneeze.
There you go.
Listen, I got 1 minute left here. What do you want to say in 1 minute about your book?
To go from being goal-oriented, be pleasure-oriented, stroke by stroke.
Hmm. Yeah, stroke by stroke. Yeah.
And guys, if for no other reason to buy the book, it's loaded with, I mean, it's like the best of Penthouse. real great, real turn-on pictures, real good stuff.
Did you get to see the videos?
No, we haven't seen them.
No.
Oh, goodness. So you will absolutely love those, too.
Oh, hang on. We'll watch them all after the show.
Beautifully done.
We will.
We'll sell tickets.
Slowly begin to make the circles smaller, as if you are teasing the nipples. Make them want to be touched.
Now that you are in a comfortable position, begin to use your free hand to take pleasuring strokes. Mm. Don't start at the focal point and then I can't read that word. But instead, begin at the outermost part of an imaginary circle around thee and begin to work your way toward it. Take it off.
Take it all off, my dear. Take your brassiere off, my dear. Is this the one who says take your brassiere off, my dear?
Just
take it off?
Take it off. Brassiere.
Take it off. Make it want to be touched. The honeysuckle.
Oh.
The advanced two-hand position. Her love button. The communications cycle. We got a break? The G-spot. Take her over the top. All right, well, listen, the book is called The 1 Hour O, How to Learn the Amazing Venus Butterfly Technique. And, you know, you're hot. So I'm gonna give the book a recommendation right there.
Thank you.
It's an endorsement.
You're not a sexpert who looks like no one would have sex with, so I give it to you. Thank you for coming in, Doc.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Dr. Leah Schwartz.
Thank you.
PhD.
Thank you for being on the show.
And the 800 number for people to order, 851-2500, and the website, fixmysexlife.com.
Yeah, gotcha. We'll plug it again at the end of the show.
Thanks for all the neat presents.
Thank you, Doc.
You're so very welcome.
Thank you. Wheel her out here. Get her out of here.
Thank you, Doctor.
And, Doc, talk to Lisa. She's got a problem.
Uh-oh. I do.
She has a legitimate problem.
A legitimate one.
Go ahead, tell them what the problem is.
Go ahead.
The
The problem is oral.
Yes. Doing the oral or receiving oral. The oral?
None of us can get it from her. No, 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 not with us. In her real life, with her real men.
Right, and it's not that I don't want to, you know, do that for him.
So this is true for many women, and a lot of it has to do with the fact that you think you're going to have to finish what you're starting. And if you knew it was okay just to play and touch, as long as it was fun for you and good for you, then you would be more willing to do that and not have to take it to
Is that what it is, Lisa? Are you afraid of the love?
Don't be afraid.
Lisa, are you afraid? Are you afraid to play and touch? Is that what it is?
No, I are you afraid of what's going to... What
the end result?
Yeah.
Like the movie A Christmas Story. Be careful, you'll put your eye out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Possibly.
That might be all.
And what'll happen is he will be so happy with what you're doing to him. He's not going to be concerned about you having to take it to the end like that.
How many of you guys could sit here and watch this conversation go on for about 3 hours?
Bravo. There are definitely ways. I promise you. When I have that part in my hand, I have so much fun with it, and it's such a turn-on, it's such a joy for me. It's like the best toy there is.
Hey, Rob.
I knew that was coming. No.
Rob, come
no.
feel this.
No, stop it. Stop it.
Doc, you're turning me on.
Behave yourself.
So is there some stuff in the book or videos that
Yeah, absolutely. Matter of fact, I'll show you one or two things before I leave.
Wow.
Which will be good.
Wow.
I volunteer. Rob to help us?
Don't, no.
You need Rob to help us. F, you get out of here. Get out of here.
Oh, that just destroyed the mood.
Yeah.
It's always Rob.
Goodbye.
Always
How
Rob.
How dare you.
Thank you, Doctor.
How many of you think she looks like a much hotter Cher?
Thank you very much.
Like without the effed up nose?
That's a good point. Yeah.
Nice, big, full bosom.
She's lovely.
You're a lovely woman. Thank you, Doc.
Lovely.
Very nice meeting you. Do I get a second date?
Jesus. Yes, come back anytime.
Oh,
yes,
thank please. You.
Just remember, though, you know, I hate to do this to you.
Thank you for being gentle on me.
Bob Schwartz and Leah Schwartz, you see.
We've had the husband on the show before. Unfortunately, he's passed away.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. I'm sorry. Oh, well, then, are you available or are you dating anyone?
Not yet.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll talk after the show.
Stop it.
I'm sorry.
This is Mike O'Mara.
No, stop. My God.
You guys want to end on a good note now. Now make me cry.
No, absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
No. That's right.
Yeah, right there.
Hi.
Bye. I love you, Doctor.
I suddenly don't have anything to say.
Thanks, Doc.
Thank you, Doctor.
Bye. Thank you, Doctor.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. But I did Very notice nice. Your hotel stationery.
Oh, look out.
There you go.
It's a drunken door knock at about 2 a.m.
Yeah, please.
Oh, man.
Someone please give me all the research, too, please. Thank you very much.
Told her to tell you.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
Lisa.
Told her to tell you.
Ass.
We got a break.
All right.
We will be right back.
Don and Mike Show.
What do you say we cut the chit-chat? A-hole!
Until God needs a disc jockey, they will be here for ye. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Here's your phone numbers again, the national number. Dial recklessly, 877-365-3636. That's busy from D.C. Try 202-432-1067 on WJFK. And that's busy from New York, WNEW 877-692-1027. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello, am I on?
Yeah, you're on. Hi.
My first career call to talk radio. Thanks for having me.
Thanks.
Before I actually mention what I wanted to say regarding Miss Sexologist, I believe Lisa was just on explaining that she had a problem, and no one actually let her explain what her problem was. They just kind of cut her off and didn't let her explain.
Come on back, Lisa.
Could she enlighten us?
I think it's a wonderful idea. I think we should bring Lisa back in.
Absolutely. A little more detail.
Yep, I think good call, sir.
There we go. Hi, Lisa. Welcome.
Hi.
Welcome.
Thanks this for is... having me.
Hi. Welcome back.
Hi. Ryan, what would you like to ask Lisa?
Lisa, I was wondering, you had mentioned that you had a problem with a certain activity, and you actually weren't given a chance to elaborate on the problem. You were cut off.
I don't know.
You don't like yodeling the cacti, right?
Right. This is true.
Is hygiene a factor?
No.
Okay.
Is it because of...
Buzz.
The
Dr. Burbank.
Because she was asked if she feared the outcome.
I don't know if it's that so much.
Is it the poisonous venom that
because
the snake will spew?
Because if I'm going to do that, I prefer the nice you know, the courtesy shoulder tap, which means get out of the way.
Are you afraid of it?
I think I'm afraid of it, and I'm afraid maybe that I won't do that well.
That's what I think it is. You're afraid that you're not going to do it right.
Now, yeah. caller, I should tell you that I did observe Lisa and the good doctor huddling during the commercial break.
Really?
Did she enlighten you?
You missed something really good. She said, okay, put up your thumb, and I put up my thumb, and she proceeded to take it as if it were
Hold on, why the hell didn't we get to see that?
I rarely sit during the show, but I'm going to sit back for this. She was sucking your thumb?
No, she was manually
manipulating. She was manually showing me, and she took both of her hands and showed me what
you got to get in on this. This is fun.
Don, Mike, based on what you said yesterday, should I be sitting up or laying down?
Right now you should be sitting up.
Yeah, that's the purpose of the call.
You should be sitting up. So again, is she doing this with your thumbs?
She's got one of my thumbs. I'm up, like I'm giving thumbs up.
Right.
And she takes both of her hands and she proceeds to show me techniques that I can do with my hands.
Did you feel any lesbian tendencies while she was doing that?
No.
Okay.
Sorry.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm.
I wonder if we'd been in here, if we could have taken our thumb, and she would have showed us what was going on. Damn, I wish she was back here.
You want me to show you on Trini's thumb?
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, Trini. Go ahead.
This won't be too lesbian.
No.
Hi, Trini. Come on over.
Just going up on the website?
Yeah, okay. Now.
Right. She said this part of the thumb.
Hi, Trini. Say hi.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Trini.
Is like the indentation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There.
All right.
And you you take it and you lightly with both fingers.
Yes. Mm. Yes, you do. Jesus.
Wow.
Hey, Trini, you're not afraid of that, are you?
No.
No, of course not. Not my girl, Trini.
No. So the doctor helped. Is that right, Lisa?
All of us.
We'll see when I go home.
Very good.
Okay. Let me ask you another question.
Okay.
Have you ever drank?
I answered that in my sex quiz years ago, and
I think the answer was yes.
So you have. Does that have something to do with it?
No.
All of a sudden, we've been transformed into kindergartners here.
What about it
thing?
What about if a guy was to pity talk you.
Right.
Would that be okay?
Sure.
So that's okay. I'm just trying to figure out what her problem
is. Once again,
well, I think she explained it.
Well, I don't think she has any problem with the act disgusting her. I think she just fears not making said.
She's not doing it, not doing a good job. Which, you know what?
Right.
She wants to be good at it.
Okay.
I want to make him happy.
There you go.
Sounds like she has someone she really cares about that might be new and fresh in early relationship bliss.
Is that true, Lisa? Is there someone new and fresh that we don't know about?
She doesn't seem to be answering our question, but I guess the pause
would indicate
yes.
See, the pause, if she says yes, she's going to hurt a lot of her groupies, so she's got to...
No, give her a chance to answer, sir.
Is there a new...
Didn't I answer?
I thought I answered.
I
thought the answer was your I don't mean this as a pregnant pause. I thought the fact that you didn't answer...
Meant yes,
that there is a new...
You can take that however you want to take it.
That there is a new dude.
Will we be meeting this fellow?
You know what?
Or based on the last relationship, we won't be meeting this fellow.
Look at what my first call revealed. Wow.
Yeah. You.
Good job,
this is the call of the day right here, pal.
I actually met briefly Lisa.
Oh!
And I'm heartbroken now.
Stalker.
Okay, bye-bye. See ya.
So where were we?
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, it's Joe the Egg Guy. I want to know if Rob is jealous because that doctor was playing with her thumbs.
You know what, though? Rob got real quiet during that segment.
Yeah, Rob, you have...
When we're bowling after Rob bowls, it sure looks like finger sex.
We have a small
more like pinky sex.
Pinky sex. That's right. It looks like you're trying to, you know, make some kind of fisherman's knot.
Right.
That's it.
All right, later.
See ya.
Later. So, Lisa, just to clear the air here, there is... Now, a significant person in your life that we don't know about.
Look, you can think whatever you want to think, okay?
Okay, that means yes. Because if the answer was no, you'd say no.
Yeah.
Did I say yes?
But you didn't say no.
Exactly. So you can think what you would like.
Okay, there is. And you're going to hide him from us because, just tell me, do you blame us?
for what happened with Deanne?
No, I'd rather not talk about that, but no, I do not.
Okay, thank you.
Lisa, I blame this show on the failures of my relationships.
Hello?
Every one of them.
Not in Mike's show. Hello? Hey, line one, hello?
Is that me?
Yeah.
Yeah, Don, I want to agree with the doctor and with your wife, because I think that if you were able to allow her more O's, that she would definitely be able to not only...
get to the point, for Christ's sake.
Were you a faggot or something? are you a man?
I'm just a little nervous.
Are you a man? No, listen to me.
Yeah.
Are you a man?
Yeah. Is my voice that high?
No. Here's my point. Be honest with me as a man.
Yeah.
When you're making love to a woman.
Right.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Do you care about anything except getting your own nut?
I'll tell you, I'm gonna say yes, and I'll tell you why.
You're a fag.
No.
Wow.
That defines it. You know what? And we occasionally will disagree, but I think you are. And when you really put it down in that terminology, when you say it that way, I think you're absolutely right. You can, and anything you're doing, no matter how long you take, how long the whole thing, you are really, I don't think there's a guy alive that isn't thinking about one thing and one thing only.
Right.
And that is his thing going kaboomity boom.
You got that right.
Absolutely. I do agree with you with that. I think there are different ways of doing that, but,
amen,
you know.
Brother. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, Mike?
Yeah, hi.
How you guys doing today?
Great, thanks.
Listen, I just wanted to tell you that last week when you guys did that bit about baby Molly.
Yeah.
The funniest damn thing I have ever had. And there's a little story behind that. I was going to work that day, and I was on Route 78. And I was laughing so hard, and I wasn't really paying attention. I kept swerving. And there was a state trooper behind me.
Uh-oh.
Guy pulled me over. It takes me like 5 minutes to get to my car. He's like, how you doing? You know, whole spiel. And he's like, I was pulling you over because you were driving a little bit erratically lately. And I told him, listen, I was just listening on the radio. The funniest damn bit. I was laughing so hard. I must not have been paying attention.
Well, thank you. That's a nice compliment. I hope the cop didn't give you a ticket.
No, he did. He was listening, too. He had a little portable radio with him. And that's how I got out of it.
You know,
I was laughing, too.
So say, if cops had ratings books, for God's sakes, we wouldn't be in this situation.
Well, I'd like to call on Baby Molly to make a return appearance sometime soon. On the show, I would love to do another interview with Baby Molly. I'm not even sure, like, how Baby Molly was created. It was some story we had, but...
It was a pregnant lady calling up saying, how come? Because I said you shouldn't have sex with a woman who's pregnant after like 5 months because you're going to dent the kid's head.
Right. And so whenever we have, I think, any story about pregnancy, perhaps Baby Molly could drop by for an exclusive interview.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, hello.
Hi.
Hi. Going back to the finger manipulating.
Yes.
Was there any instruction given to the pair? For the twins?
What are you talking about?
For the what? The who?
Next to the finger, you know, the buddies, the two, the pair.
You mean
the bees?
Yeah.
The bees, right.
All right, okay. Now I understand. Thank you, incidentally, for talking in code. We appreciate that. Sorry we didn't get that. Lisa, did she mention the bean bag?
No, we didn't get that far.
That's fine. I don't give a rat's ass about the bees.
Oh, I do. Well.
No, I know.
Are you kidding?
But it's in the book.
I'm telling you. If you've not been serviced in your bees,
no.
If you've never had, let me just
no. Say this. Don't like them messed with.
If you've never had your bees tongued,
yeah,
you don't know what life is.
Well, I have had my bees tongued, and it just doesn't Junior Soprano. And it doesn't. It just ain't all there for me with that.
You ever had your bees treated like they were a Tootsie Roll Pop?
No.
Oh, God.
I mean, I have, but when I'm saying no, I don't like that.
Then you know what? The wrong person was doing it.
Well, you know, I always think of it. There's something in the book about that, too, but I consider that more of a, you know, maybe it was that one time I saw John Papetti get a baseball. We were playing indoor baseball, and he got a ball that ricocheted off the wall and hit him right there. I think of it as more of a pain factor than... I don't think of it... Buzz is like practically coming out of his seat.
No. What, Buzz?
You like your bees played with?
Oh, absolutely.
You know what, Buzz? I'm with you.
Yeah.
So do I. Yeah. Fantastic.
Rob, you're with that? I'm out in the cold on this one.
But then I never spend much time with John Papetti.
The person must have been too rough. That would be my guess, because if you're not extremely gentle...
No, I don't think, really, when it comes to that, I don't think... I've ever allowed. I think I kind of go, hey,
uh-huh.
It bugs me.
Just scared.
Not me.
Nervous.
Damn.
Yeah. They say that there's a point where it stops being a pain area and goes into a pleasure area.
It's never been, I mean, if you're like kicked in the nads,
yes,
it's
exactly.
A pain. But I'm telling you, yeah.
Yeah.
You should, I'm telling you.
Well, wait, yeah, thanks.
You should hire
what time are you coming over?
You should buy a dog or something.
I got peanut butter at the house.
Hello, not in my show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Super crunchy. Start with a small dog.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
I read a comment about the feet thing you were talking about with your wife on the air.
Yeah.
My husband has the same kind of like big boat feet with fungus toes.
Yeah, right. Feet. I got like trust me, my feet are so ugly. It's beyond. I should be in a freak show.
I wish you'd really finally come out and tell the truth. Please tell the truth. No toes.
Like once a month, I lay him down and I give him a pedicure. And it's so relaxing.
Oh, man.
Give,
wow. My wife has offered that, and there's not a chance I'll let her do that.
Give her 2 minutes, and then she'll give you 2 minutes.
A pedicure is very, very cool. I mean, I would never go into a salon and do them, but I mean...
Well, that's why I do it in our home, because he wouldn't go to a salon to get it done.
See, that's where we part company. Thank you for the call. Mike, see, that's where we part company. I would allow a woman to do just about, if it was erotic, I'm not afraid to do anything to my bees.
I'm more focused on
she can't touch my toes.
The light pole. That's what I dig. I mean, that's why I want it all around there.
But you forget what's in the bees. What's in the bees comes out of the light pole.
This is true, but the light pole right after a pedicure, now you're talking.
Oh, we got a break.
Same time.
You know, we've still not given away the money. Listen, the show today has...
She'd have to have a real long reach.
It's been a great show, but we've not given away the $1,000 yet.
No, we have not.
George, the asthma patient in the hospital, didn't get his lap dance because the stripper's car broke down.
No, those unreliable strippers.
That has been postponed to tomorrow. Listen, we'll just break. We'll come back. I want to talk about a couple of items in the news and maybe give away the money. More shows coming right up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
My first guest just made me laugh my butt off the last time she was on. That's what happened to it.
Hold on.
I had to have her back. She stars in the hit CBS show King of Queens.
That's not the one. No, we're not ready for Leah. That was a Leah Remedy tape. Hold on.
Here's a message for Don and Mike from Meadow.
Hey, Don and Mike. This is Meadow. I hope everything's well. Best wishes and keep watching the show.
And I'm sorry. I need to ask, what is your real name? Because I don't know.
My name is Jamie.
Well, you're beautiful, Jamie. And we really love the show.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Whatever.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
I guess I had the wrong bank of tapes in there. First, it was a Leah Remini introduction by Roseanne.
Hey, we haven't had her on in a while.
Yeah, I think we're having her on next week.
Good.
And then it was Rob interviewing Meadow Soprano like 3 years ago.
But at least I was sober.
Screaming semen demons.
Right, here we are.
Don and Mike.
Here we are. Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
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 Hey, this is Brian.
Hi, Brian.
Hey, this is a caller from Philadelphia. I just wanted to call and let you guys know that I came into this week thinking initially that, well, you know, I didn't know what to expect. And at first I was turned off a little bit. But like you said, give you guys the proper time and listen to you. And the opinion has turned around. I want to let you guys know that after almost a full week of listening to you, that it comes out to be the same.
Okay.
I was waiting for the other shoe to drop. You know, those can go either way. And we had one the other day that was actually a legitimately nice call, and then another one, my opinion is the same.
Whatever.
F you. There you go.
Hello.
That's funny because we're all looking at each other the same way when that happens. It's hysterical because we let it go. We know it could go either way. It's always fun.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I just want to tell you, I'm at work, so I got to keep my voice down. But been a listener since you guys came to New York. What was that, about 2 years ago?
This is another. This is another setup call. I predict this is. This is going
to
be a setup call.
No, I'm serious.
Call.
I swear to God.
No, hold on. I'll let you finish, but I want to go on the record.
Okay. Hey, listen, I remember the first time you guys came to New York. I think Opie and Anthony sent you some strippers.
Yeah, we sent them some too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's cool, man. See, I'm serious. I swear to God. Dig your show, man.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Very nice. We were in the defensive. We were out of
shape. Whatever. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Tiptoe through the callers.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, Don and Mike?
Yes, we are. Hi.
Yeah, hi, this is Carlos.
Hello, Carlos.
Hey, what's going on? I wanted to know if I can win $1,000.
No, Carlos. Thank you, though. Bye-bye. And it's not because you're Hispanic.
That's right. Have a good day, puppy.
But it is. Let me see. Woman, age 19. My mom and stepdad got me pregnant.
Oh, dear.
You got this one, Buzz?
Not in my newscast, but I saw the story.
From Akron, Ohio?
Oh, it's always Akron.
Yeah. A woman testified yesterday her mother helped her stepfather impregnate her with a syringe when she was 16.
Wow.
After charting her menstrual cycle to determine when she was fertile.
No, that's not good.
Let me see. Then you got this one. Jackson County Jail in Medford, Oregon. Prisoners are requesting the Bible.
Hmm.
Okay? So they're given the cons. They're given the...
The Bibles.
The Bibles.
Except no dental floss.
They've discovered that they're not reading the Bible.
No.
That the pages ripped from the Bible make excellent rolling paper for smoking weed.
Oh, my.
So guys are getting high with Jesus.
High on Jesus, sir. High. You know, fantastic.
High on Jesus. Hello. Oh. Don and Mike show. Hello. Hello?
Don and Mike?
Yeah.
I have one question. Well, I have two questions.
Yep.
And I'm not trying to start anything.
Yeah, sure you're not.
With you guys, not with you guys.
Sure.
I'm loyal DC listener.
Gotcha.
I want to know why everyone so far that's called from Philly with something bad to say sounds like they're from Brooklyn.
I don't know.
And I want to know when Mike's going to start doing a Philly dance.
Ah, don't worry. There will not be a Philly dance.
Oh. Well, let's try one more call. Then we do have a newsmaker joining us in the studio. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey.
Hey.
What's up, man?
Hi.
What's up? I've been down on my luck for the past year or so.
Yes.
A lot of problems going down with me, with my health and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I need $1,000 so bad to get myself out of hot water. And I told the screener lady that I'm willing to put myself through any kind of ridicule, anything you can dish out on the air.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Philly. I'm a new listener. I love you guys.
I tell you what, if... You think he's real?
I don't think he's down on his luck at all.
Call, man.
Hey, man. No.
You don't think so?
No way.
All right. Hold on a second.
All right, man.
Hold on. All right, man.
Okay, man.
You know, Lisa just sent me an instant message. He says he'd come up here to NEW tomorrow. He's been calling an awful lot today.
Right. To do something?
Says he'll do anything.
Wow.
For $1,000. We'll find out tomorrow.
Absolutely.
Tell him to show up at 11, Lisa. And if he doesn't show up, we'll just give away $1,000 to the first caller on tomorrow's show.
Very good.
There you go.
Right. All right. Now, also I got here in my stack of news stuff that our favorite, Mayor for Life,
right,
Marion Barry, has announced he's running for the city council in D.C.
All right. The man that will not go away.
He will not. And fortunately, we're close friends with him. So please welcome everybody, your mayor. Mayor for Life.
Life.
Marion Barry.
Life.
Hey, MB.
Hi, Don.
What's up, Marion?
Oh, I just want to come on and tell everybody I'm running for city council.
And running for city council.
City council. I'm gonna be in the ward district. Be down in the district, seeing the people, smiling, sweating. And I think it's good to get back into politics, just so I can talk to people and just have a good time, and you'll get back into get my feet wet again into politics.
Now you should know that the number one question we get to all the cities that we travel to, the number one question we always get is, oh, you originate in D.C.
Yeah.
How could you elect Mayor Barry those times?
But I think people have to realize, I got the charisma. happening pretty good. People go up and see Mayor Bear. They want to shake his hand. They want to touch him. They want to rub his head. They want to give him a shoulder massage. They want to take him into a room and they want to have sex with him. That's what, I think I got that kind of charisma going on.
You are sweating.
I sweat all the time. I just I just want to go back. You're hung up on things I did, like when we had a blizzard and I went out to Hawaii.
Do you remember that time that Mike and I actually called?
Yeah, you woke me up.
The real Bear Barry.
I said, wake me up. I want to put that to do not disturb on the phone. Ain't that a bitch?
We were having
call me up, wake me up. I'm in Hawaii, and they just tell me about a stupid ass snowstorm. Let them deal with it. Just so we didn't have trucks to put salt of sand down. No big crisis. I was going to come back from Hawaii. I was on the beach. I was in Honolulu.
We were having an actual blizzard in D.C.
I just don't understand why people.
Bear Barry was in Hawaii.
But, the only snow I used to get upset about is a big pile of snow I used to have on my office desk after hours.
Oh.
I just told him, we had some good grade.
So yeah. What do you want to do on city council?
I'd like to get back involved. I see where the district is going in the direction that, things are, like the streets are getting safer. And, I see these things like the snow removal is improved. And I see basically people are trying to.
Crime rate is down. The murder rate is down. Right, D.C. is no longer the murder capital of the world.
But I do perceive one thing, and this is what I base my campaign on. D.C. is not as fun as it used to be. And I think with all this low crime.
It's much safer.
Low crime. It's safer, schmafe. I think that, I just like to see it become more fun. And syphilis is down. all form of sexually transmitted disease. And I just think that's a bitch. I think I could come back in town and get together with people and just reach out and say, I'd like to be on the city council and I'd eventually like to be mayor again. And we can get the city back to what it was when it was great. When there was more police corruption. When there was a chance for people to not rise above a certain socioeconomic level. And that's what I'm shooting for. So that's why I've decided my campaign theme,
okay.
D.C. more fun, get it back to what it used to be, where people could do what they want. That's what I'm looking for. I used to be able to. That's when political leaders could go into strippers and have a good time.
You go to Camelot Club.
Yeah. Now it's just everybody's got the. You got a mayor wearing a bow tie. It's just not the same. It's just people all organized. It's just
Are you
going
to wear that big foam rubber Redskins hat again that you had
I'd
on?
I'd like to do that. Redskins are great, but they moved out of the district, so I can't support them like I used to. I go to the games when down the road. I like to go to San Diego. I like San Diego. I like to do that, and I'd like to say one last thing. If I get to the city council, I will assure the residents of District of Columbia that life will start turn back the way it used to be. And I will assure everybody, citizens of Washington, D.C., that life will be good again. Life is going to be fun when it was it was a little unsafer to walk around, but it's more adventurous. Right? That's what I like.
All right, hey, Buzz. Running for the city council.
Buzz, you got any weed? No, I'm sorry.
Running for city council. You know you've got
one
our votes.
I'm always smiling, always sweating. Don, Mike, Buzz. I like that the producer you got there. I saw her playing on her fingers.
She likes black men.
I got a big finger, if you know what I mean.
Thank you, Mary.
Set me up. Ain't that a bitch?
Oh, there he goes, and that's us. That's the news in D.C. Mayor Barry.
Well, he's going to make a political comeback.
That's great.
Yeah. Running for city council in Washington, D.C. I swear to God, still to this day, that's the one that you see. You say, where are you from, D.C.? Oh! You guys elected Mayor Barry. And that's why I always have to say, no. I live in Virginia.
He'll win city council, too.
Absolutely. Of course he will.
Absolutely.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
verboten,
one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
He made it up.
Here he is, Guy Birdley. Buzz, what is the lead story today?
Today, scientists learn about humans and alcohol by boozing up monkeys.
Oh, now that's a lead story.
All right.
Okay, stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned. For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
And that was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
It's the Don and Mike Show. Surprised you didn't know that.
Right. Hey, me too. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Where's that guy from Philly? Hello?
Don and Mike.
Is this the guy from Philly?
No, this is Vegas.
From Vegas, hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay.
Hey, listen, this is for Buzz. It's the female marijuana plant that has the seeds.
All right, thank you.
And listen, how are you guys, how are your sweeps in Vegas? What, the last sweeps you guys had? How was your ratings?
The ratings?
Yeah.
I'll come back to you. I'll find out. Hold on. Let me see. Where's the guy feeling? Nate?
Yo.
This guy's on the level. Mike, about wanting to do anything for the money, but he can't come to New York tomorrow.
Oh, really?
So,
yeah, it's been really tough this week. So.
All right. Maybe you can come up with Orp in Philly in a couple of weeks and you can do something then for money.
I will definitely be there.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
All right. How do I get a hold of you guys? Just give a call before you go down, or?
Yeah, just call us. We take a million calls during the show.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
I'll call on Buggies again.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
So, I guess we'll give away the $1,000 somehow on tomorrow's show.
Very good.
Buzz?
Yes.
Why don't you do the news, and okay. I'll see if I can look up some ratings here on the World Wide Web.
Excellent.
For Las Vegas.
Well, when it comes to alcohol, there's no difference between humans and monkeys. That's the result of a study at Montreal University. The study says that, like humans, monkeys develop a taste for booze and act about the same once they get the buzz.
Like Scatter.
They gave the booze to...
Elvis's monkey.
Loved to drink.
And this had to be the fun part. They gave the booze to 1,000 monkeys. And they fell into 4 categories. Binge drinker, steady drinker, social drinker, and teetotaler.
Where's all of the above?
Most became social drinkers, consuming in moderation, only with other monkeys.
They only drank at other monkey parties?
Never before lunch. 15% drank regularly and heavily. 5% became binge drinkers who got drunk, started fights, and drank until they passed out.
Hello. Hi, Mike.
Hi. Quoting one researcher, a cage full of drunken monkeys is like a cocktail party. You have one who gets aggressive, one who gets sexy, and one who thinks everything's funny.
Me, I love drunk monkeys. Hold on, Buzz. Let me go back to this guy in Las Vegas. Are you there?
Yes.
I can't tell you a number. I'll tell you. I went to Westwood1.com's. Westwood1.com.
Right.
Where it says Don and Mike Show rating success.
Yeah.
WJFK Washington, number one. KQBZ Seattle, number one. KHTK Sacramento, number one. KBZZ Reno, number one. It says... Now, here's where it gets dicey. KSFN Las Vegas.
Right. Yeah.
Men 18-49 up 100%. Men 25-54 up 69%.
That means if we had a .1, we'd have a .2.
Right.
Like, yeah. If you're up 100%.
Yeah, I don't know. Right. But on the other hand, I know that advertising agencies will call them out on that.
Right.
So
yes.
We must have some ratings. It just must be like... if it's not number one overall,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
they don't want to put like that. We've got a 3-share or a 4-share.
Well, we should look into it.
So I'd say, well, let me see. What's it say? First full book in Seattle and Las Vegas. Number one status in Washington, first full book. If your station wants to own Bell Demographics, your station wants to be a Don and Mike affiliate. That's what it says.
Very good.
All right, well, listen, I would say that says we're doing okay in Vegas on this new station.
Well, I tell you, everybody that I know that listens to you guys, so.
Excellent.
Well,
keep up the good work.
All right, thank you, my friend.
Good.
Thank you.
When are you coming out here?
Oh, Christ, I don't know.
I'll be out this weekend.
Out here?
Yeah, maybe Mike will be there this weekend.
How about a weekend bowling trip?
Very good.
All right, bye-bye.
I'll bowl.
A lot of nice lanes.
I don't know what I'm doing at 3 o'clock today when the show's over.
Well, here's good news. The IRS says tax refunds will be significantly bigger this year thanks to some recent tax cuts. The IRS says refunds are up 12% over last year to an average of nearly $2,100. And the economic recovery has begun, according to Fed Chairman Alan Greenspan.
Oh, Buzz is brought to us today by Hard Times Cafe.
Mmm.
Great food, good people, cheap prices. Get yourself the Hard Times for soul-satisfying chili, a big old chili dog or a half-pound char-grilled burger. Check hardtimes.com for your neighborhood locations.
Chili. I have to do this next story. A lot of people are talking about this next story, but I have to warn people, this is disturbing. The district attorney in Fort Worth, Texas, says he's going to have to come up with a new definition for the words indifferent, heartless, and inhuman. He's talking about the case of a hit-and-run victim who spent his last 2 days stuck in the windshield of the car that hit him. Police have arrested Shantae Mallard, a 25-year-old nurse's aide, on murder charges. They say that she ignored the man's pleas for help in her garage, where the car was parked.
Wait a minute.
Jesus Christ.
She
hit a guy.
She hits the guy. He's stuck in her windshield.
In the windshield.
She drives home.
And pulls into the garage, closes the door.
Wow.
Now,
oh, my God.
Police say if he'd gotten medical attention, he probably would have survived. Her lawyer says it'll probably just be a case of failing to render aid. But police say the woman told them that she went into her garage periodically over his final 2 days to apologize.
to the man. Not to help him, but to apologize.
And her lawyer said it'll just be a case of not rendering it. Her lawyer can kiss my ass.
Hey, at least she didn't turn on the wipers.
That would have been cruel.
That would have been nasty.
Or like get him with some of that blue stuff, which I believe is toxic. The windshield washer fluid?
Yeah, that'll hurt. That'll burn.
How about that?
Wow.
Hit and run.
And then goes in to apologize.
Yeah.
While the guy's dying.
Right. Wow, Jesus.
That's not funny.
The bidding.
Sorry, not funny
at all.
That is not a funny story.
The bidding for David Letterman is heating up as much as it can. Letterman, who already makes $30 million a year at CBS, has reportedly been considering a jump to ABC, blaming his ratings on the lead-in he gets. ABC's apparently offered Letterman $31 million and a brand new studio of his own in Times Square. Now, CBS has counter-offered $31.5 million plus bonuses. CBS had already given Letterman the old Ed Sullivan Theater.
Here's what I said to David Letterman. I would say, you're on at 11:30, and everybody knows you're on at 11:30.
Right.
You can be on Channel 4, Channel 5, Channel 5, Channel 7, Channel 9, Channel 9, Channel 11, Channel 47. People will find you.
Yeah, I think
and
so.
And incidentally, the lead-in on ABC,
right,
just as bad as it is on CBS.
Yeah, absolutely.
Who has a show on ABC that they like watching?
Yeah, and the lead-in, I'm sorry, the way I look at it, the lead-in is local news.
Yeah.
Right.
And thank you very much.
He doesn't like the local news ratings on the CBS affiliates. He likes them better on the ABC affiliates. But ABC, overall, as a network, has lower ratings than CBS.
For instance, I'll tell you what I do in D.C. Uh-huh. When I'm up late enough to watch Larry Live,
right.
I watch Channel 4. Which is the NBC station.
Right.
I watch the news on Channel 4.
As do I.
Because I like Jim Vance.
Doreen.
And Doreen. Mm-hmm. And then at 11:35, you know what I do?
Mm-hmm.
I hit 09, and I turn on David Letterman.
It's that easy.
I don't sit there like a zombie.
It's not
and
that
go,
tough.
Well, because Jay Leno is on on Channel 4,
yeah,
I watch him.
And if you think Letterman's happy now, wait till he goes to ABC.
Oh, my God.
Let him work for Eisner.
Absolutely.
Go work for Eisner.
Oh, my God.
Most Christ, you'd be praying to come back and work for CBS.
Most people think Letterman will stay put because CBS has the better ratings and because he doesn't want to be blamed for ABC giving the boot to Ted Koppel.
Wait till he goes to ABC and has to book Stewart Scott on like 8 times.
All I know is that when Mike and I have problems with Infinity, and we've had some recently, but we think we've worked them out.
Right.
Really, we don't even look at ABC, Disney as a possible place to go. They own like thousands of radio stations.
And they've got a bit of a track record.
Yes, they do.
But we know.
Yeah.
You know, they're not going to hire us.
Yeah, thank you.
And we don't want to work there either. Buzz, we got a break.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, pull over. I gotta use the John.
Why didn't you go when we dropped Spence off?
I didn't have to go there. Excuse me for not having a prostate!
All right, Dad, there's a Dairy Queen. Go knock yourself out.
Okay, after I pee, anyone want a soft serve?
Living in the violent world of Sam Huff.
Every day.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Every friggin' day. Number 100 right now. Here's your numbers, 877-365-3636. That's the national number. D.C. 202-432-1067. In New York, 877-692-1027. Dial recklessly, you animal.
All right.
And now, once again, here's Buzz.
They have a new policy at the Arapahoe County Jail just outside of Denver. No more putting juveniles in holding cells with grown-up criminals. They learned from their mistake of putting a 16-year-old girl in a cell with a man who was there for molesting teenage girls. Now the man's charged with molesting his younger female cellmate. The deputy who put the 16-year-old in with the 34-year-old man didn't know the man was there because Gerald Dwayne Lewis was apparently hiding under the bed. But a quick check of the paperwork simply a peek under the bed would have avoided the problem. Quoting a sheriff's official, this was a very unfortunate error. In sports, quarterback Damian Craig, who
get
only...
To know, Charlie. Yeah,
sorry!
Only threw 8 passes in 4 seasons with Carolina, signed a 1-year contract to the Washington Redskins.
Looks empty in here.
The only game he played with the Panthers ended for him with a torn ligament, which also ended his season.
Oh.
But he's a favorite of new coach Steve Spurrier from the Auburn days. Craig joins Danny Werfel, Sage Rosenfeld, and in the QB lineup. The typo errors all over this.
Buzz, you're just so bad at sports.
The Skins have also been talking to the Bears about a trade for Shane Matthews. No, read this. I made a mess. Finally, it doesn't smell very good.
Pass it over.
All right, yeah, it's the next to the last paragraph there. It's just there's typos all over that I wasn't even aware of.
Craig joins Danny Werfel and Sage Rosenfeld
in the QB lineup.
Okay. But see, it's a mess.
Ow.
Okay.
Craig joins Danny Werfel and Sage Rosenfeld in the QB lineup.
Yeah.
How's that a mess?
Come on, it's his Alzheimer's.
Okay, all right.
Finally.
You're right, Buzz. It's you know what it reads to me like? It's like an eye chart.
Right. I just hope he goes into the right building tomorrow.
Oh, no.
I'm kidding. Of course, of course.
Of course.
There's love here.
Oh, yeah, you know, tomorrow he's going to do tomorrow. He's going to show up at the Hooters downstairs and go, hi.
How are you?
Right at about 2:15, he'll sit down at a table. Can I help you? He'll go, our lead story today. Buzz.
Go have fun, Buzz. They'll like me. Finally.
We love you, Buzz. We don't like you. We love you.
Finally, it doesn't smell very good at one end of the basketball court at Russell Tyler Roofton High in Minnesota, and they have their arch rivals at Lincoln High to thank for that. The otherwise shiny floor is dull at one end, and when the gym gets warm, it smells like hogs. That's because some boys from Lincoln dumped gallons of liquid hog manure on the court. Actually, a blend of hog manure and liquid cheese.
Oh, God.
Six boys ages 16 and 17 charged with felonies. They'll probably have to pay tens of thousands for damage. The boys say they went to the school to return the dead sheep that had been left at their school.
Well, paybacks are hell, Buzz.
Yeah.
Officials at RTR High say they have now spent a lot of money on deodorizers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
We'll see you there. Yeah. Look how good you done on that one.
Well, typo free. It's a comeback right there. It's like the way he bowls, you know? Gutter ball strike. Gutter ball strike.
I want to thank Dr. Leah Schwartz for being on the show today. Her website, www.fixmysexlife.com. For information on her book, call 1-800-851-2500.
See you later.
Tomorrow. Was that a private message from you to the good doctor?
Yeah, I had to pass it along.
We didn't do it today, so tomorrow someone wins $1,000 from the Dish Network. System Mike and I are getting get Dish Network's digital home plan. 165 digital and static free channels for 3 months plus free installation. Call 800-333-DISH. And tomorrow, George, the guy in the hospital with asthma, will get his lap dance. You'll hear it live on the air. It didn't happen today because the guy's car broke down.
Oh, right.
Or the dancer's car broke down.
The stripper mobile.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I am caller 100.
Right. Hi, what's your name, my friend?
Josh.
Who?
Josh.
Pat Goss?
Josh.
What is your name, sir?
Josh.
Josh. Where are you from, Josh?
Everett, Washington.
Josh. Here you go. You've won the Blockbuster Prize Pack. And that includes a free copy of the DVD action thriller, The Last Castle, with Robert Redford and James Gandolfini. Available now for rent at Blockbuster. Please enjoy.
All right.
All right.
So you're from Everett, Washington?
Yep.
Which means you used to listen to us on that little crappy AM station, right?
Nope. Didn't know about you then.
Oh, well, got you.
I want to start listening to you when you're on the buzz.
Ah, that's wonderful, Josh.
For a while, we were on a little crappy station in Everett, Washington.
We were.
And they tried to fool us and tell us that was Seattle.
A station listened to by loggers only.
Yeah, but now, there you go. KQBZ Seattle. Great affiliate. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
And that's it. We got to go. Back tomorrow with the all-new episode. And, of course, Amtrak. Thank you, Amtrak. Amtrak promise. Satisfaction guarantee. Call 1-800-USA-RAIL to make a reservation. Is that it? Am I whored out now?
Yep.
All right.
Yeah.
That's it. Good day. Practice, Lisa. Practice. Thumb practice.
Practice.
Thumb wrestling. Practice, practice. Good day to you, sir.
I'd like the wings. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Rob, starting today.
Oh. When?
Like at 7 o'clock tonight.
All right.
Watch for it.
Okay, I'll watch for it. You call me when it happens.
I will.
As soon as you turn kind, you let me know.
I will be kind towards you.
You let me know. Well, you're always kind towards me.
True. So true.
Dude.
What are they talking about?
I don't know. You know the thing we do at the end of the show. Can you be kind?
No idea.
Throw your hat in the air, Rob, like Sydney. Tyler Moore. You might just make you must allow me my rituals.
Till we meet again, this is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.